gridiron for the Trojans. He had a 10-win season in 2019, his last season with the Trojans. But I tell you, that's a really unfair matchup for Asheville. You know, they seem to always get Mount Tabor in the playoffs, and that's just a really hard matchup for them. A.C. Reynolds, you know, another mountain team. I always like to see those mountain teams go as far as they can in 4A. It's always good for the mountain schools to see success.
And looking at that, Bragg, there's a couple of cross-town games, Northwest Guilford hosting Southeast Guilford, and then East Forsyth against West Forsyth. So you just hop in the cars and drive over there and watch those games, I guess.
Yeah, I know that East Forsyth, West Forsyth. I'm sure a lot of those fans are eating at one of those really good barbecue joints they have in Forsyth County. A lot of good barbecue that way, Clemens and those places.
That does sound like a good road trip there. That's good.
And real quick before you move to 3A, I just want to remind everybody the 2022 election. Election day is Tuesday, November 8th. Early vote ends tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m. You can listen for the best election night coverage Tuesday night with Lou Gillum and Jim Bishop starting at 7:15 live from the lobby at WCAB on 100.9 FM and 590 AM. Also, tomorrow, Jim Bishop's going to be live broadcasting with Gilbert Carmona from NC Tractor on Railroad Avenue and Road. It's Customer Appreciation Day with Phil Sheehan from 10 to 12. Free hot dogs, drinks, and gifts to win. That's NC Tractor, Railroad Avenue, Rutherford. And there's a thing in parentheses here, but I'm not sure if I'm supposed to read it because I think Jim might be listening. And that says, don't let Jim know. So we're going to hold off, but you might want to check that out. One other note, this is coming in from Bill Teal from McDowell. The East McDowell Trojans won the championship tournament game on Wednesday in McDowell against Table Rock. For the first time in school history, they went undefeated, ending the year 9-0. Table Rock and East McDowell met 2 weeks previously in Table Rock. Both teams looking to complete an undefeated season. East won at Table Rock with a four-down goal line stand with 3 minutes to go, and then charged up the field, scored the winning touchdowns with just seconds left. And the rematch in the championship game was similar, with East McDowell holding off a comeback in the final few minutes, keeping the Falcons out the last four downs, and then were able to secure the 16-12 win. So congratulations to the East McDowell Trojans. And we're very hopeful that we see another Trojan victory tonight.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I'm getting the smell of those cheeseburgers down here behind us, and that's smelling pretty good up here. I guess we can go over the 3A brackets real quick, starting with the East. Got Northern Nash hosting Northside Jacksonville. Southern Nash hosting White Oak. West Carteret hosting Vance County. Southern Durham hosting Richland. CB Acott hosting Triton. Smithfield Selma hosting Hunt. Rocky Mount hosting Jacksonville. Havelock hosting Croton. 71st hosting South Johnston. J.H. Rose hosting Cape Fear. North Brunswick to host Westover. Currituck County hosting Lee County. Terry Sanford hosting South Brunswick. Scotland hosting Fike. Williams hosting Western Alamance. And Eastern Alamance is hosting Franklinton. Those are games way on the other side of the state. I'm not really familiar with any of those that I can think of.
Well, I don't know if he still is, but a couple years ago, Southern Nash played for the state championship, and their head coach, and his name escapes me, was actually a Chase High School graduate. I cannot remember his name. Like, so they played, I believe they played Rocky Mount, maybe. That could be wrong, but I don't think Southern Nash won that game. But actually, the name escapes me, but I do believe he's still at Southern Nash. So, if you know his name, let Kevin know at the studio, and we'll be sure to put it out.
I'm sure somebody's going to know who he is. They're hosting number 17, White Oak. That's a 7-3 against a 7-2 matchup, so another good first-round game there. Here on the east side in the 3A bracket, you've got Kings Mountain, number one seed, hosting St. Stephens. Central Davidson hosting Smoky Mountain. West Charlotte to host Kramer. High Brighton hosting Southern Guilford. Northwest Cabarrus hosting Ashbrook. Ledford hosting Freedom. Tuscola to host Forest View. East Lincoln hosting Ashe County. Oak Grove hosting West Mecklenburg. And Crest is hosting Statesville. Dudley hosting Pisgah. South Point hosting Hickory. Irwin hosting Carson, Parkwood hosting Eastern Guilford, with Rowan hosting Franklin and Wes Henderson hosting North Davidson.
I'm going to tell you, you know, this is a little bold. This is bold of me to say that one of those matchups that could be an upset, number 30 West Mech, number 3 Oak Grove. I know Oak Grove's undefeated. I know West Mech's 5-5, but they play really good football in Mecklenburg County. I could see West Mech pulling that upset off tonight. Now, and I could be wrong. They may lose by 40, but that's a potential. I tell you, you know, a lot of our listeners, you know, you probably have friends associated with Kings Mountain. You probably have family. Potentially, now I'm going way ahead, third round, their matchup could be with West Charlotte. That's a scary matchup for Kings Mountain. West Charlotte's another really good team, you know, from the Mecklenburg County. So definitely something to keep an eye on. I like Crest over Statesville tonight. You know, I think South Point gets the win. That's looking like a good matchup, second round. Them and Dudley, a rematch of last year's regional final, completely dominated by Dudley, but this one I think could be a little bit closer if that matchup happens.
Looks like St. Stephen's going to Kings Mountain. They returned to the playoffs for the first time since 2015 when they reached the second round of the 3A playoffs. That's a tough matchup for your return
it
to
is.
The playoffs.
It is, and I don't think they'll go as far this year as they did in 2015. So. Real quick, I'd like to thank our sponsors for tonight, Aaron Ellenberg, Andrew Tisdale, and Edward Jones, BAM LLC, Coles Carpet, Foothills Hardware, Isothermal Community College, Maxwell B. Hamrick, Phillips Lawing, Robbins Auto Parts, Scrappies, Tri-City Tire, and Wayne Lunchbox. And thank you to each of them, and we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from one of them.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Andrew Tisdale, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we focus what's important to you. We create a personalized strategy backed by our advice, our tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we partner together to help your strategy stay on track no matter what happens. Contact me at any time at 828-287-9197. We'll sit down, talk, and we're going to make a strategy that's right for you. WCAP.
Welcome back to Friday Night Frenzy on WCAB. It's 100.9 FM, 590 AM. Round one of the North Carolina High School playoffs. It's going to be North Wilkes against Chase here tonight. We've already gone over the 4A and the 2A brackets. Good matchups all the way around. Now we'll go over the 2A brackets here, starting with the east side of North Carolina. Number one, Princeton hosting Goldsboro. Hyde Trask hosting Eastern Wayne. Cummings to host Bartlett Yancey. East Carteret against Midway. Northeastern hosting Farmville Central. Wallace Rose Hill hosting Kinston. Green Central hosting St. Paul's. Nash Central hosting North Johnson. Whiteville hosting Southwest Onslow. John A. Holmes hosting Southwest Edgecombe. West Craven hosting Bunn. Hertford County hosting East Bladen. Clinton hosting Bedingfield. South Granville hosting Roanoke Rapids. James Keenan hosting Camden County. And East Duplin hosting North Pitt. That's your Eastern team.
Team to look out for every year out of the east is the Wallace Rose Hill. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners, if you followed high school football for a while, you're saying, what happened to Southwest Onslow? You know, they were a dominant program. I don't really know what's happened, but they've kind of fell off quite a bit. And I don't even think you just said their name.
I didn't.
So,
don't think
you know,
I did.
It's hard for me to imagine playoffs without Southwest Onslow.
I looked down at number six, Wes Craven. That sounds like a horror movie director or something like that. We'll go over the east. We've got a lot of teams here that were interested in the west side of North Carolina now in the 2A playoffs. Got number one, Reedsville hosting Madison. McMichael hosting Providence Grove. Then Chase here in this game hosting North Wilkes. And number nine, Robinson hosting Wilkes Central. Maiden hosting Polk County. Walkertown hosting Mount Pleasant. Bunker Hill hosting East Davidson. Community School of Davidson hosting East Gaston. Burns hosting Moorhead, Forest Hills hosting Shelby, Salisbury hosting Brevard, Pine Lake Prep hosting West Stokes, Monroe hosting North Stanley, Randleman hosting Lincolnton, Hendersonville hosting West Lincoln, and East Surrey hosting Anderson.
I could talk for a long time about this side of the bracket. Obviously, the game that stands out the most, Shelby at Forest Hills, the defending state champs, having to go on the road in the first round after a four-loss season. That's unfortunate if you're Forest Hills. You get the opportunity. You go 9-1. Your one loss is to Monroe, who is a contender for the state championship. You lose that game by 2 points. Win the rest of your games. Congratulations, you're hosting Shelby in the first round. That West Lincoln-Hendersonville game, I really like that one. I like West Lincoln to upset Hendersonville there. Randleman and Lincolnton, that's going to be another good game. I think Baden and Polk County will be close for a half. Community School of Davis and East Gaston is a rematch of last year's first-round matchup, which won by East Gaston. CSD is a whole lot better this year. I think they win that one. So, yeah, a lot of good matchups. Would not be surprised to see Providence Grove knock off McMichael, 17 over 16. Don't know if you call it an upset or not, but I've got 17 winning tonight, 18 winning tonight, and 19 winning tonight. All three of those upset.
How about Brevard Salisbury? You think Brevard has a shot in that game?
You know, Brevard, that's an interesting game. I think that one could be closer than what people think if Brevard is able to run the football. They were able to do that against Polk County. They were able to do that for a good portion of the game against Hendersonville. If they can move the football on the ground, that game could be close come the fourth quarter, and that pressure is going to be on Salisbury.
Now, a little side note about Shelby here. The Golden Lions are the winningest program in North Carolina State playoff history. No team has won more playoff games since 1972. That's as far back as the record can go. The Golden Lions are an incredible 115-26 in 38 playoff appearances prior to this year. They won 7 of the last 9 state championships and are the defending 2A champions. Shelby will have to go on the road on almost every game. They played on the road last year to Forest Hills in the first round. The last time Shelby failed to advance past the first round was 1994, and they lost in the 3A playoff to Pisgah, 22-10.
Wow. Hey, I knew if I put Kevin to the test, he could tell me the answer. Southern Nash coach was Brian Foster. He was a 1985 graduate of Chase, but he did actually retire after last season. Or last year. He retired in 2021. So he's no longer the coach, but good to see that they're still having success with the foundation he laid after 24 years at Southern Nash.
Good to know that Kevin's got connection, unless he's Googling that and finding out what's going on with that. We've got time now to go over the 1A bracket. We'll start with the east side of the state. Number one, Tarboro gets a win tonight against Bye. So they don't have to play a first-round game. That has to be an advantage. North Dupin hosts Southeast Halifax. Riverside Martin against Pamlico County. North Edgecombe hosting KIPP Pride. West Columbus hosting South Creek. Gates County hosting Washington County. Northside Pine Towns hosting Weldon. Northampton County hosting Jones. Rosewood hosting Chatham Central. Warren County to host Lakewood. Southside hosting Rocky Mount Prep. Hopton hosting Northwest Halifax. Beargrass Charter hosting East Columbus. Wilson Prep hosting Perquimans. Birdie hosting Pender. And Northmore hosting Lejeune, who's in there at 0-10. That's a 10-0 versus a 0-10.
I ain't got much for you on that side of the bracket, Terry. I'm going to be honest. I don't know a ton about the 1A East. I know every year they get to the state championship game, and if it's Tarboro, the East wins it. If it's not, it's won by the West. That's kind of the golden thing there.
Yeah, Tarboro 9-1. I do know a little bit about Connor Shea, quarterback for Lejeune, has 1,823 yards and 11 touchdowns on the year, so they like to throw it if it's like over there. Now, quickly, the west side of the bracket, Eastern Randolph has a bye, which should help them out a lot. And then you've got South Stokes hosting Mountain Heritage, Robbinsville hosting Jerryville, Starmount to host Cherokee, Christ the King hosting Avery County, Hazel hosting Allegheny, North Rowan hosting Carver, Mount Airy hosting North Stokes, Thomasville hosting Elkin, Swain County hosting Winston-Salem Prep, Drone hosting Union Academy, Mitchell hosting South Davidson, Murphy hosting Albemarle, and then the ones we're concerned with, East Wilkes hosting Thomas Jefferson, Mountain Island Charter hosting Bessemer City, and Andrews hosting Highland Tech.
There's two games, I think, that's going to be a single-digit game out of every single one of those games. That's Mountain Heritage and South Stokes, and then Cherokee and Star Mount. I think the lower seed could win both of those. I think Mountain Heritage could win, and I believe Cherokee will win. So, like I said, not too many upsets in 1A. That's kind of those where the higher seed's almost guaranteed for a quick win.
Yeah, a few notes about the championship this year. It looks like the Reedsville Rams have won more football state championships than any other school in the state. Rams teams have claimed 19 state championships, including four of the last six. They've also won three regional championships during seasons where play culminated at the regional level. Last year snapped a five consecutive year streak of regional championships for the Rams. They fell in the fourth round to Shelby, 31-14. I bet when those two teams meet, that's really a slobber knocker, as they call it.
That's about like stepping in another Cleveland County team right there at Reedsville.
Bartlett Yancey, Christ the King, East Davidson, Highland Tech, Holly Springs, Northwest Halifax, Providence Grove, South Davidson, Vance County, and Wilson Prep are the only schools in the field this year that have yet to win a football playoff game in the high school playoffs. So maybe one of those teams will get their first victory tonight.
I think Christ the King will. I think they'll roll tonight.
And then Rocky Mount Prep elected not to participate in the playoffs this year.
You know, it's weird to see these teams that have been successful for so long, all of a sudden they're not making the playoffs, they're opting out. It's kind of a concerning trend, you know, but then it speaks volumes to the, you know, the Shelbys of the world who year in, year out, put out a spectacular product on the field. So like I said, it's tough to sustain success, and that's evident by some of those measures we've given.
I think a lot of those schools that used to be heard about, I think now people are moving away, moving out to the country in the suburbs and building a new school, and it's taken away from a lot of the powerhouses in the past. It's like Wilson Prep is in the field for the first time in school history tonight, so that's congratulations to Wilson Prep.
Wilson Prep won the state championship in basketball just a couple seasons ago, knocked off Lincoln Charter in an upset in the 1A state championship, so good to see they're having success in other avenues other than just football.
Yeah, it is.
Basketball.
And Apex is back in the field for the first time since 2014, so it's been a while for Apex. But that's a rundown of all the brackets so far in the final playoffs. Like I said, 64 teams in each division. That'll be cut down to 32 after tonight. Don't think there are any games played last night that I know of.
We've got a couple that's already started. Looks like West Rowland and 3A taking a 14-0 lead over Franklin, and East Surrey. Less than 6 minutes into the game, they've taken a 7-0 lead over the Cardinals of, I can't even remember who East Surrey's playing now.
What division is that? And
that's 2A West. They are the two seed.
2A West?
It's the Cardinals, but I can't remember which Cardinals it is.
Anson
County, that's right. So East Surrey up 7-0. That's probably going to be a game that's going to get ugly. Pretty soon, I think. I don't expect that to be a close contest.
And we'll try to keep you updated. There's a couple of teams around down the lower part of the state or down across the state line playing in the playoff. I know Chesney's on the road to Strom Thurmond. Landrum is hosting Keenan. Blackford did not make it, so they're at home tonight. Let's see who else is around the area. Maybe Broome High School and playing Woodruff at home in a county rival. And I think that's about it in the listening area.
Yeah, like I said, we will do our best. Cell signal is we're on the farm, so the cell signal is average at best. To work with us, we'll try to get you as many scores as we can. Asheville strikes first. They lead Mount Tabor 7-0. Like I said, looking for any other games I see right now. Done, and I believe it's time for the national anthem. So. Here, a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Bam! That's the sound of the Chase High Trojans pounding the lines. It's also the call letters of Brick and Mortar Marketing. Based in Rutherford County, BAM LLC is here to serve local retailers, even schools and churches, with on-site event support. with spin-to-win wheels, popcorn machine, our 8-foot inflatables Handy Randy and barbecue, and MC and Facebook Live video support, BAM LLC can help make your event memorable. And be sure to watch for Bam Bam, the little truck that could, at the Forest City Christmas Parade, Sunday, November 27th. Share your photo of Bam Bam on our Facebook page for prizes. Call 713-9061 today. Go Trojans from BAM LLC.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Stop in and visit Tanya and Rose at Foothills Family Hardware Store. With over 65,000 items in stock, they offer an extensive fastener section, including metric and chrome. They have outdoor bagged products, a vast assortment of soils and mulches. They also have a variety of locally handcrafted home decor, signs, and gifts for the entire family. Open 7 days a week, a family-owned business at 131 East Main Street in downtown Forest City. Call them at 245-649. Extra parking is in the back, and Diva the hardware dog is anxiously awaiting your visit.
WCAP.
Welcome back, Friday Night Football Frenzy fans. I got all that out without slipping up. WCAP Radio, 590 AM, 100.9 FM. It's round one. North Carolina High School playoff. It's November. Don't forget to set your clocks back Sunday. It'll be for the last time we'll have to do that, I believe, what I'm hearing from the weathermen.
Yeah.
I think we'll move them forward into spring and leave it there. What I heard, we're almost a full moon tonight. But I talked to Coach Cogdell early in the week and asked for him keys of the game. And guess what it was? It was a hold on to the football. But the main thing is they've got to contain the running back from North Wilkes. That's number 6, DeAndre Corpening, one of the better running backs we've probably seen this year. He's very shifty and elusive, and they have to be able to get him on the ground. And another big key is, like you mentioned earlier, the offensive line picking up their defensive blitzes. They're very aggressive on D, and they love to blitz. And they just got to give Rudisill and McSwain time to throw. I think maybe we'll get a big game out of Rudisill if they get those blocks downfield against that blitz.
Yeah, I expect we're going to see a run heavy. I don't know if the ball will go into the air 10 times tonight, honestly, Terry. Coach Cogdell last season, they were run heavy come playoff time, because in the playoffs you've got to play good defense, you've got to be able to run the football, and you've got to score touchdowns, not sell field goals, not turn it over. And like I said, the Trojans do that well, so I expect we'll see a heavy dose of Brennan Austin and Jalen Rudisill tonight running the football.
I agree with you. Didn't get a lot of stats from North Wilkes. They didn't have anything up on the Max Press West. They had one game, and that wasn't enough to go by. But some of the leaders for the Trojans tonight's going to be a quarterback. Turner McSwain has 898 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. And then Jalen Rudisill in 10 games has 589 yards passing with 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Rudisill 30 out of 47, and McSwain 42 out of 59. That's how the Trojans are going to go quarterback-wise. On the ground, they spread it around a lot. You've got Jalen Rudisill with 1,097 yards on the year with 15 touchdowns, 6 100-yard games. You've got Brennan Austin, 675 yards on the year, 3 100-yard games, 9 touchdowns. Austin's averaging 10.9 yards a carry, Rudisill averaging 15.5. And then, also had DeRizma with a couple of carries on the year for 70 yards. Receiving, and they're led by DeRizma, 630 yards through the air, 11 touchdowns. Jahari Mosley, 258 yards, 2 touchdowns. So, they spread it around. You got Rudisill in the backfield. You got McSwain. Still missing Marquise McCombs. With him, they'd be a whole lot more dangerous team, but they're getting it done without him so far. All-purpose yards. Austin has 675. DeRizma 958 and Rudisill 1,301 all-purpose yards. So they're all getting it done through the air there and on the ground.
Terry, when he was going over them stats, I was getting a kick. I was watching special teams coach Thomas Crawford play catch with the student section. So that was fun to see, get the students involved. A lot of fun. Once again, our sponsors for this evening, Aaron Ellenberg, Andrew Tisdale with Edward Jones, BAM LLC, Coles Carpet, Foothills Hardware, Isothermal Community College, Maxwell B. Hamrick, Phillips Lawing, Robbins Auto Parts, Scrappies, Tri-City Tire, and Wayne's Lunchbox. So thank you, each of those sponsors. We couldn't do this broadcast without you. We're excited to be here. We didn't know if we were going to get to be here or not. Had a little bit of issue with getting a form submitted that we had to be approved to be here tonight, but thankfully we were able to get that. I called the state office about 10 times between 7:45 and 10 o'clock today to get an answer. Finally, I got an answer, and here we are, you know, 10 hours later.
You know, Austin's such a threatening person, they decide they could do the right thing and get us approved. I guarantee you, if Chase moves on after this week, we'll get this approval Monday morning.
Yeah, we will not be waiting as long this time. So glad we got that done. We're able to be here because I love playoff football. And playoff football at the farms, amazing.
Yeah. Chase should be with a win here tonight at home again next week. So hopefully they can do that and continue going. Finally, two captains for each team tonight. I don't know if that's a playoff rule or if that's just something each team decided to do. Maybe they have four out there. But
I feel like it is a playoff rule. Not sure why, but like I said, the Trojans are now entering through the stadium, through the stand, coming down the middle of two stairways here, right in the middle of the home side with the fan. They're about to walk straight through the student section, get these fans behind them. I tell you, I'm getting some goosebumps. You know, I love Friday night football. I love Friday night football, especially when it's playoff time.
Yeah, nothing better than playoff football. From now on, here on out, teams are going to get better and better. Looks like captain for the Trojans is going to be Reagan McCraney and Anthony Smith. That's two hard hitters out there. You know, I guess you're seeing your two hardest hitters out there to intimidate the other team.
Looks like honorary captain Martise McCombs is going to join him as well.
You know, we hope he gets offered. He should get offered anywhere to be play at the next level. There's not very many running backs better than he.
And I did say he did get an offer from somewhere. I can't remember where it was. But he did get an offer. Let me see if I can find out where that was.
Like Drew Winkler, one of the captains for the Vikings. He's a quarterback listed here. Is that number 8, I believe it is? Chris Kimmel, a wide receiver. Or is that 6, DeAndre Corbin?
I believe that's
looks like a zero.
It does look like a zero.
It's got to be an 8 or a 6. I don't have a zero listed, so if that's a zero, maybe that's somebody they recruited for this playoff game. I don't know.
Give a shout out to Chase Video Man Matthew Flynn over here to our right. Looks like he just broke the window. I don't think he did, but it does look broke now. But like I said, Mackie's a good guy. If you don't know Mackie, you should, because he'll brighten your day every time you see him.
And again, that could be a 9. Dalton McNeil. That is a zero, isn't it?
It is a zero.
Well,
don't
have a zero
on the roster.
I don't have one listed, so we'll figure out who he is. Maybe the PA man knows who zero is. All
right. He's saying number 8.
Yeah, number 8, Chris Kimmel. Okay.
So we're going to say it's just a badly wrinkled jersey that we can't see the blind over the middle of the 8 there.
The bus right over here must have wrinkled the jersey up. But we're about ready for kickoff here. Let's see who wins the coin toss. Good crowd here on the Chase side. It's probably 98% capacity over here.
Yep, doing good. And, of course, the band will fill in the little bit over there. And won't be much seating room. They're lined up on the bank, on the hills on both sides.
About 3 deep on the hill, looks like.
This kind of comes together. Something you don't see. Looks like North Wilkes won the toss, and they want the football.
You don't see that very often. That's probably the first time I've seen that this year. So I guess they want to go on offense and try to keep this Chase Trojan offense off the field.
Yeah. I tell you what, real quick, we're going to hear from our sponsors one more time. We come back, we're going to have kickoff from the farm.
At
Castle Thermal Community College, your career starts here. Want to get into a high-demand field with good pay? Check out our pathways in the fields of healthcare and nursing, public services like EMT and law enforcement, advanced manufacturing, and information technologies. Your dream is our mission. Let us help you find the path. Plus, with the Powers Promise, residents of Rutherford and Polk counties can attend tuition-free. For details, call 828-395-4193 or visit isothermal.edu/enroll today.
The music's on us on WCAB.
There you go. You heard the cannon go off. It's almost kickoff time here. The Chase Trojans fans are excited here for round one of the North Carolina High School Playoff 2022. Who will move on and who will start basketball practice next week? Hopefully, the Trojans will move on to host again next week. North Wales Vikings dressed out in the royal blue pants, white jerseys, blue numbers. Could be easy to see until they get dirty. The Trojans come out tonight in the gray pants. I guess that's kind of a grayish blue tint to them. No stripes, just solid plain pants. All you need out there. Dark jerseys, gold numbers. I think everybody's ready.
We are. We're about to begin the second playoff run for Chase head coach Chris Cottle since he got at Chase. His first year during the COVID spring season, didn't make playoffs. Last year, made it, advanced to the second round after dominating Pine Lake Prep in round one. And we're back here again. Those back-to-back years with home playoff games, and three of the last 4 years with home playoff games.
Is round two the furthest they've advanced in recent time, or have they been third round participants before?
I can't remember a third round trip in a while. I remember they've been to the second round several times, but I can't remember them getting to the third. But usually when they were making it to the second round is when it was just 16 teams. So obviously you were playing a really good team that second round. And so I remember multiple losses to Shelby in the state playoffs.
Everybody can say that. In my research, I think just the first meeting between these two schools that I can recall from, I guess, as far back as 2014 at least. Matt Preps didn't have anything.
Do you remember this game from your high school days at Chase? Send Kevin a message, and we'll be sure to shout that out.
Mike Sixtoes ready to kick it off. We're going to see this Viking offense on the field first. There's a line drive kick. It's going to be taken at the 2-yard line. Heading upfield to the field. And he slides up and doesn't take a hit, just falls down. He's tripped up by the Chase Trojan ghost at the 16-yard line.
It's much easier to see number 8 there on that return, Chris Kimmel, the captain. It's a lot easier to see the 8 on the back of his jersey than it was the front.
He might have really big pectoral muscles and just blocking that 8 out a little bit. So here we go. This Viking offense coming out for the first time. Corporing in there, number 6 in the backfield. We'll probably see a heavy dose of him. They're going to send 4 receivers, 2 to either side.
Yep. So starting with that pistol look with doubles to each side. Like I said, could be a quick pass here to start this game off.
Chase has the size along the line of scrimmage. That was a quick pass out. It's going to be caught. Oh, big hit. That Anthony Smith.
I believe that was Tavon DeRizma, actually, from coming down from the safety spot. So a quick slant there to, I think that was number 10 on the catch, Chandler Johnson. And Tavon DeRizma absolutely gave him the spine buster for all of our wrestling fans. So, like I said, big hit, message sent early.
That was a good start. Pick up of 8, 2 coming up. That pass got out of there pretty quick. He had time. Trojan with 2 safeties back. There's Corpin with the carry. He's hit immediately at the line of scrimmage. Quick tackle by the defense. No gain on the play.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a really difficult run play to stop. When the running back starts in the pistol, by the time he hits that line of scrimmage, he's at his just about his top speed. He's hitting that line of scrimmage hard. Outstanding job by the Trojans front line there to stop him in his tracks.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll try to bring you the most action we can. It's going to be 3rd and 2 now. What do the Vikings have on drawn up for this play? Got some movement, but a quick pass out to the corporate and the running back. He's going to be stopped short of the nowhere to go once he caught the ball. Had plenty of room to run.
That was Carter Chapman on that stop for the Trojans. Corbin did not do himself any favors. He caught the ball, and instead of going north and south, he said, let's dance. You know, he was ready to do the tango and could not get past the Chase defense.
Lost about 2 yards, and Chase defense forces a three and out on the opening drive.
You know, that's something we've talked about this year, the speed of the Chase defense. It showed up there.
A line drive kick. It's going to take a bounce. It's going to be picked up at the 42. And he slips up. I don't know if the field's wet down there or both kick returners have slipped up and gone down before being hit.
I guess some of these players are unhappy with the grounds crew, so they're going to kind of kick up some sod and throw it here and throw it there and make these guys work a little harder on Monday.
I haven't on school, you know, wet the field down against a running team just to try to slow them down a little bit. So first and 10, we'll see this Trojan offense. Looks like McSwain in at quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's the first time we've seen this where he started at quarterback.
I think so. Austin in the backfield. Rudolph will be, I guess, the third series. McSwain's going to take it, going to give to Austin. Looking to the block, right side, picks up some yards. Follows his block for about 6 yards. Good pickup on first down. Yeah,
really good job by the Chase offensive line. Like we talked about, blocking down, pull out, kick block. Did a really good job there.
Probably going to be the best offensive line this Northwest team has seen.
I'd guarantee that.
Ball at the 49-yard line. Second and five. Or maybe four. Closer to four, I guess it is. McQueen looking over to the side, gets the signal. Goes back in shotgun, going to take it. Going to be Austin again, right side. Falls it by, has a hole, cuts it back to the left side. He's to the 40. Has a couple of men to beat. Going to be hit there inside the 15-yard line. Big pickup by Brennan Austin.
That was an outstanding read by Brennan Austin there. Saw a cutback opportunity. He took advantage of it for the big run.
About 36 yards on that carry. He went opposite the way the play was drawn up.
He did. And I'll tell you, you know, that was one of those times where North Wilkes brought some inside pressure with the blitz, and they got caught up and trapped in there. There's nobody on the outside.
In the red zone now, first and 10. Ball's at about the 13-yard line. Chase on the move here, opening drive. Try Austin again, left side, follow some blocks, cuts it back to the middle of the field. It's about the 6-yard line, it looks like.
North Wilkes did a much better job there of not just getting completely blown off the line of scrimmage. Made Brennan Austin make a little quicker cut than he probably would have liked. That kept that to a minimal gain. Best you can, you know, 4-yard stop, you think that's, you know, that's not great, but against this offensive line, that's good.
Picked up four, second down and six. Ball about the 7-yard line. Been Austin the whole entire time. He's going to get it this time. Looking to the outside. Cuts it back to the five. Spins. McSwain on the carry, wasn't it?
It was. And he could pick up the first down without getting the touchdown. He's going to be close. Looks like he might be just a tad short.
Well, this will be big, huge if Chase can get on the board here on opening drive. It's third and one.
I think we're going to stop it for an official measurement. We're going to get maybe a look at the chain gang early.
It's close enough.
Giving them the first down.
Well, no measurement. Ball's first and goal inside the three now.
Our official said, I've got 20/20 vision. I don't need chains brought out here.
Good for him. I'd have to bring out the chains, a measuring stick, and probably an abacus.
And a note card.
First and goal now. Chase has four cracks out of here. I think they're probably going to be Austin again. He carried it three times, and then McSwain took it down, got the first down. First and goal. Austin left side has a big opening, walks into the end zone for an easy Chase Trojan touchdown. 7:50 to go. The Trojans are on the board.
Brennan Austin showed his few football IQ there. Reagan McCraney pulled on that play, and he said, let me follow you. And that's what happened. That was a quick touchdown for the Trojans.
How many times this season has he done that, just following McCraney into the end zone?
But it's never going to be a bad idea.
That's right. 3-yard touchdown run by Brennan Austin, and six toes on to kick it. Ball can be placed at the 10. Kick is up, and the kick is good, as usual. And with 7:50 to go, the Trojans on top of the North Wilkes Vikings.
Vikings.
Be back after this.
There are so many insurance agencies here and there, but to find a dependable agency that you can trust, that would be Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. Maxwell B. Hamrick is an independent insurance agent. Call them today at 286-2384. They care about their customers and it shows. They're located at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time. WCAB.
Welcome back. Friday night, friends, on WCAB. Trojans lead at 7-0. Set to kick it off here. We're 7:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's the kick. It's a line drive kick. It's going to bounce around a little bit. Picked up by Kimmel, left side. Going to try to get to the outside. Stutter steps, cuts it back to the left side. Now looking for some blocks and stays on his feet. Takes another big hit at about the 28-yard line. Went all the way to the right and then cut it back to the left.
He did. We've got a flag on the play, and this could be a holding because of him going back from right to left.
Yeah, looks like North Willis is not going to try to run over the Trojans. They're going to try to sidestep and do some jukes and make their own holes, it looks like. You know, we've been wondering, Chase has looked really good against a lot of teams this season without winning records. We want to see how they would go against a team with a winning record, and so far, so good.
That's right. Cup score update, Shelby 3, Forest Hill 0, Hickory 7, South Point 0, Mount Tabor 16, Asheville 7, Salisbury 7, Brevard 0.
Everybody underway here, hoping to move on, continue toward Thanksgiving. First and 10. Still not good field position for the Vikings of Northville.
Now after going pistol on that first drive, all three plays, they're going to that split back set. So would not expect the off-tackle run to the left side here.
That's a ball snap. I think it was supposed to go to the running back. Or maybe it wasn't.
It looked like a direct snap was in play, but the quarterback went for it. So not sure if that was miscommunications or just a really bad snap.
Luckily, they fell on the blues ball, the Vikings did. They lose about 6 yards on the play, bringing up second down and about 16. We may see them air one out here. Trojans staying on the Viking end of the field so far. Hang over there. Pass is going to be underthrown or overthrown. He missed one guy and underthrew another. Third down.
You know, I'll tell you, I don't think that North Wilkes is a team that's really going to try to attack you vertically. And you'll see Chase's safety a little closer to the box, man-on-man coverage on the outside. They're not worried about getting beat deep.
North Wilkes on the road here, not wanting to fall behind too much to these Trojans. So a tough third down play coming up here, third and 16. Just over 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Beautiful night for football. I think it's going to be around 60 degrees tonight. Cold weather moving back in later. Quarterback back to pass. Throws a long pass out in the flat, and it's going to be caught and dropped. Ball is fumbled at the 5-yard line. Trojans are going to recover it. Receiver made the catch and just had the ball stripped away from him.
Yes, he did. I wasn't sure. It did not look like a backwards pass, so I think they're just calling it a straight catch and fumble like you called. It's a big time there by Germany Harris to strip that ball.
Couldn't ask for a better field position for the Trojans. They're leading 7-0. They get the ball first and goal at the 5. And it's McSwain again out there.
McSwain saying, Coach, if we score in one play, this is 5 yards. Please don't let this be my second drive.
That's it.
Give me another one.
First and goal. Austin has one touchdown. He's going to take this on left side. Finds a hole. Lowers his head. Going to be into the end zone. Chase takes it in on the first place. Touchdown. 6:51 to go.
Really good job by the offensive line again. That touchdown was Brandon Austin, though. He literally was hit at the 1 yard line, and the guy that hit him ended up on his back 2 yards deep in the end zone. It's a great run by there, Brandon Austin. Great finish on him.
He's got a touchdown of 3 yards and 5 yards. And we got just under 7 minutes here in the first quarter. So, Chase, on the way to roll here, what kind of adjustments can the Vikings make?
With cold weather coming on strong, it's time to think about getting your fuel delivered on time. Depend on Phillips and Loing Fuel Company. Phillips and Loing Fuel Company can be your cold weather friend with propane, fuel oil, and kerosene delivered when you need it. two locations to serve you, 2379 Harris Henrietta Road, Mooresboro, and 421 South Alabama Avenue in Chesney. Phillips & Loing Fuel Company, cheering Chase Trojans on to victory.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Welcome back. Just had a five-yard touchdown run by Brennan Awesome, his second touchdown of the game. Extra point was good by six toes, and we lead 14-0. The Trojans on top of the North Wills Vikings, set to kick it off again.
I think if North Wills is going to have any success offensively, they're going to have to find a way to get their running back to the edge. He's not going to have success up the middle. That quick passing game is not going to work with the Trojans. They're going to have to be creative and get Corpening to the edge and let him get in space.
By Kimmel and McNeil back, this one's going to be taken. Oh, they run in each other, and that's going to be down right there because they fell on the ground at the one-yard line. All kind of mistakes here by the North Wilkes Vikings.
Yeah, I tell you, when Coach Cogdell scripted his play, scripted how he wanted this game to start, I don't think he could have asked for it to be this good. A turnover, a three and out, quick score, turnover, quick score, damn kickoff at the one-yard line.
Yeah, the kick returners both went for the ball. One of them caught it, and luckily they didn't fumble that, but they caught it and knocked each other over down at the one, inside the one almost. You can't get any closer to your own goal line.
A new look I didn't see. Full house now back there. So this is a different look from the Vikings here. They've got three backs in the backfield with the quarterback here.
And there's a hand up in the end zone. They've got him in there. It's going to be a safety. Yeah, they got a beautiful start for the Trojans. They had nowhere to go. Trojan defense is there. 2 points, so the Trojans couldn't ask for a better start.
Yeah. North Wills heard me. They tried to get Courtney to the edge, but that didn't work. I don't think you're going to be able to just do a straight run to the edge on this Trojans defense. I really don't. So definitely going to have to be creativity. You can't get really creative when your quarterback standing 5 yards deep in the end zone to start a possession. But the North Wills coaches are, you know, they might have to draw some things up in the dirt over there to find some success.
That's one of those. They probably should have went under center and just tried to push the ball forward as far as they could. But the Trojans all over that handoff in the end zone. He lost 2 yards on that safety. This start is keeping the North Wills fans pretty quiet and on their seats right now.
We're going to get our first look at Jalen Rudisell now. He's going to be back for this free kick along with the Rizma. Curious, you know, if this goes to Rudisell, I think he's scoring here, Terry.
I think so, too. He's got the speed. If he can just pick up maybe one block, that's a little different look. It's usually Mosley back there, isn't it?
Well, he's coming out now, Mosley is. So, if this is a shorter kick, we might see Mosley get it for number eight. I believe that might be Isaiah Dye. I don't have the roster in front of me, but I think
that is Dye, senior. I think if Trojans run this one in, I think this game might go in a quick second half. Got a Trojan coming in late.
Yeah, I believe had a little equipment issue there for that Trojan player right there.
Ty Kilgo. We've called his name a few times on the defense.
Start center, he's coming out there.
See what they do here. It's going to be a pretty good kick, and it's going to be DeRizma. I'm about the 32. It runs over a guy at the 50. Trojan's going to have it in great field position at the Viking 47-yard line. Spectacular opening start for the Trojans here tonight.
It is.
6:37 to go here in the first quarter, and chase up 16-0 after the safety, and they have the ball on the Viking side of the field.
Well, Turner McSwain's getting his wish. He's getting to come back out for another possession, but it's going to be Jalen Russell in the backfield with him this time as opposed to Brennan Austin.
I guess they're getting him in there some way, you know, over 1,700 total yards on the season. He's doing some things right. Going to be Rudisell right side, going to stutter step, looking for some blocks, going back to the left, nowhere to go. He's thrown down pretty hard after a short game.
That was a really good job by number 74, Mason Elmore, one of the defensive linemen. Rudisell, you know, he saw a bit of a cutback, but Elmore was able to hold on to him and get him to the ground.
Yeah, all the running backs are doing that for the Trojans. I wonder if they're taught this to, you know, just look for your holes more than some other teams, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, they tell these running backs, look, you've got the speed, so if you see that hole, you take it.
Second down and five. A little shifting there by the Trojan offense. Going to be Rudolph again, right side, looking for a block. Has one, stays on his feet. He's to the 30, trying to get to the outside, dragging a player down to about the 27-yard line.
I feel like I say this at least twice every time we do a chase game. Follow Ja'Cory to get Ja'Cory Davis. He pulls from that guard position, and, boy, he just clears a running lane there.
It's about a 15, 16-yard gain, another first and 10 for the Trojans.
And it's safe to say, if he can get through that hole, you know the running back can. Ja'Cory's a stout young man.
I guess they're saying he didn't get out of bounds. They're going to run the clock here. I thought he went out. First and 10. He swing, gives the rules up again, looking for some blocks. Turns on the speed, stays on his feet, breaking a tackle to the 15. And I think anybody can run through these holes that these running backs are getting. Whether it's Austin or Rudolph.
Or me or you or even if old Mackie Flynn next to me went down there and put the pads back on, he'd run through them holes.
That's it. I could get a few yards through there. That's a first down pickup now, first and 10. Ball's at the 15. And Trojans looking to add on to this 16-0 lead here in the first quarter. Offense, that's a big offensive line down there for the Trojans. They're having their way right now. McSwain back to pass, throws it to the middle, has a man open at the five, makes a catch, side step, going to stay on his feet and get in the end zone. At the tight end.
Terry, when I saw McSwain throw that, I thought for sure it was getting picked off. That was an outstanding job of just getting it over the linebacker right to DeRizman's hand, and he did the rest.
And DeRizman picked up another touchdown, already double digits on the season. 22-0 our score, the extra point coming up, 5:02 to go. And the Trojans are just continue to do what they've been doing all year. Waiting on the extra point here by six toes.
I believe we're going to go with the fake this time.
There we go. Going to go for two. Has a man in the corner trying to get it, and he's in there. And a flag on the play, a face mask as the helmet comes off.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be called a face mask, but tell me it wasn't the face mask. It was the back of the helmet he jerked off. Yes, it's going to be the call.
So the two-point conversion adds to it. 24-0 our score, and we'll take a quick break here from one of our sponsors. The Trojans starting to pile it on here in the first quarter.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling. WCAB.
Welcome back, football fans. Rutherford County football on WCAB. 24-0 our score. We've got 5 minutes left in the first quarter here. Trojans rolling right now. There was a personal foul, a face mask penalty on the two-point conversion. So the Trojans kick it off from the Viking 45-yard line. Let's see if this one goes through the upright. There's a kick. It's going to go. And it's
made it.
That would have been a 55-yard field goal off the tee. A kicker's dream right there to be able to do that.
So, you know, I really believe you ought to get a point or two if you're able to do that, if you're the kicker. You know, that's not easy to do. They need some love for that other than saying, hey, you get them off the 20.
Exactly. A point would be good. It used to be, I think, you could get a point off of a two-point conversion try. And you got, I think you scored off of that or something. As a defense, I think you get a point for that. But still holds true or not. Well, the Vikings down 24-0, kind of shell-shocked at the moment. Haven't had anything go their way.
And they're back in the pistol set with doubles to each side.
Hadn't even got a first down yet. There's a quarterback keeper going to pitch it outside and get some incorporating. He's going to run hard, lowers his head at about the 25, tries to run over a couple of Trojans.
That's what they're going to have to do. You know, the option run, you know, it's not easy to defend. But that's what they're going to have to do if they're going to try to get this offense going. Corbening to the edge in creative ways, the option is creative.
You got 8 on that carry, so second and short, going to be 2 yards to go for the line of the game. Biggest pickup of the game for the Vikings.
Very similar to the first play on the first drive when they picked up 8 yards, then proceeded to lose 2 yards on the next two plays.
Corbening's on the left. It's going to be a quarterback keeper this time. Direct snap, takes it forward. That's going to be short of the first down, I believe. He needed to get to about the 30. They're going to mark him at about the 29.
You know, I think you have to sprinkle that in a little bit just to keep them honest. But that's not going to work at all tonight. You're not going to run up the middle.
If I can actually move the ball back a yard. The third and two coming up as they get set.
I might would even consider spreading it out and direct snapping it to Korsnick here.
Yeah, he's their best. North Wilkes takes their first time out. We'll take one with them as we hear it work from one of our spots.
Do yourself a favor and stop by Scrappy's Food and Fuel. If you'd like a great hot dog or hand-braided chicken tenders and onion rings or maybe a juicy hamburger, then your next stop should be Scrappy's Food and Fuel. Full breakfast served Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. You really need to check out their menu for other choices. The store is open till 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday for your favorite snacks and gasoline fill-ups. Scrappy's Food and Fuel is on the corner of Chase High Road and Highway 221.
WCAB.
Welcome back. Friday night, friends on WCAB. North Wilkes has an important third and two coming up here, trailing 24-0 to the Chase Trojans. Great start here tonight for Chase. I tell you, if you want to script it, it couldn't be much better unless you had maybe the Rock or somebody playing your star player.
Hey, quick update. Shelby 10-0 over Forest Hills. Salisbury 7-3 over Brevard.
Option play. Quarterback doesn't get the first down. He didn't pitch it, kept it, and the defense was there.
Hey, really great job there by number 3, Landon Barnes. But he was able to make that play because of number 22, Germany Harris. Germany Harris went with the pitch, did not allow that option pitch to happen, and made the quarterback cut it back upfield. So, again, great job by the Trojans defensively.
We've talked about it all season. They're so disciplined out there. Defense knows what they're doing. You don't see them making any bad reads or anything along that defensive line. Back and set to punt it again. Time to snap good to get a punt off. This is going to be a little higher. It's going to be going to take a bounce and take a big roll for the Vikings. First break they've had today. It hits at the 40 and rolls down to about the 22. I think Rudolph thought about picking that one up, but it took a very good bounce when it hit the ground. A nice punt. About a 48-yard punt for the Vikings. And the Trojans now have a large field ahead of them, but they lead it 24-0 with 2:50 to go. Round 1, North Carolina High School playoffs. We'll keep you up to date as best we can with other scores around the state.
South Point 14, Hickory 7, Ashbrook 7, Northwest DeBaris 0.
There's a handoff. Looks like McSwain's still in there at quarterback. This is Austin running hard, keeping his feet going, carrying defenders across the 35. He picked up about 8 of those yards with people hanging all over him.
This Chase offensive line is absolutely imposing its will on this front for North Wilkes. They're just absolutely getting through that first line, getting to the second level, and they're just, you know, blocking everybody, it seems like.
Brennan Austin showing the strength to go along with the speed that he has. So another first down, picked up about 15 on that one. We're going to go one single setback. And we have a flag on the play.
First bad thing to happen for the Trojans.
Rudolph was in now getting his opportunity at quarterback. False start against the offense. First thing Chase has had go wrong tonight.
While they're marking that off, a couple score updates. Kings Mountain 21, St. Stephen 0. Polk County is keeping it close, 7-7 with Maiden in the first quarter. And 7-7, West Lincoln and Hendersonville.
Oh, you got Angus Weaver. You're going to keep anything close, I think. There's going to be Rudolph. Takes it to Brennan Austin. Has one man to beat. Cuts it back at the 45-yard line. He may be heading to the end zone. Back outside. Has one blocker downfield. Stays on his feet again. going to finally be tackled down at about the 25-yard line, 27. Rooks will fake that one to Austin and went.
That North Wilkes defense, everybody went with Brennan Austin there. There was nobody on the backside. Outstanding time to pull that play out of the hat. I think this was Canadian football, and Russell had 10 extra yards of sidelines. He'd have scored there.
That's it. On first and 15, you run it for 55 yards for a first down. Got East Wilkes leading Thomas Jefferson 7-0. Did you say that one?
I did not.
Got that off the score stream. So another first and 10. Rudolph with a quarterback, going to drop back, throws it out to DeRisma, has one man to beat, fakes, cuts it inside at the 15. That's Jahari Mosley with the reception, gets his first one of the night. And another Trojan first down. They're moving the ball at will. Feel sorry for Will.
They might have their season high in first downs for this game. You know, a lot of their offensive drives have been quick, you know, 2, 3, 4 plays. Get a lot of first downs tonight.
It's first and 10. They can get a first down. That's awesome. Getting handoff, cuts it back to the middle. This time the defense of the Vikings are there.
Much better job defensively. They were able to stand the Trojan offensive line up, which allowed the second level to come in and provide some support for that front three.
Now Kings Mountain up 28-0 already over St. Stephen's. Chesney down 14-0, down against Senator Strom Thurmond. He's old to be beating Chesney 14-0, isn't he?
He is. Good heavens.
Second down and 8. Rudolph right out the middle, follows his blocks and lowers his head and run over a guy into the end zone.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened there. So Rudolph bobbled the snap. I'm pretty sure that was supposed to be to Austin. He's still untouched for 10 yards despite that play being thrown off. Shows, speaks to the dominance of the Chase offensive line tonight.
Great job of keeping his composure on that one. That's about an 11-yard touchdown run. And I think the North Wilkes fan may regret making the drive down here, those 120 that showed up over there.
Yeah, hopefully they got a good meal out of it.
They were here early, too. Kick by six toes up. And just like that, I don't think I've seen him miss one this year in any games we've got. That makes it 31-0 with 37 seconds left in the first quarter.
Well, these Chase fans are telling you to knock on wood now after saying that about six toes.
Exactly, I have to do that. 31-0 our score. We're going to take a quick break and be back for the last 30 seconds of this first quarter.
When your busy schedule means no time to cook, but the kids need their veggies, Wayne's Lunchbox has a solution for supper. With 5 different meat choices and so many vegetable sides to choose from, everybody will be happy. Me and my nephew love that broccoli casserole. And, of course, lunchtime, along with hot dogs, hamburgers, and other delicious sandwiches, Wayne's has a smaller meat and veggie lunch menu. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 2, supper 3 to 7. Call on Wayne's for catering events. They're on East Main Street in Spindale. Order ahead at 828-395-2225. And Wayne's Lunchbox is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, so get your orders in.
WCAB Rutherfordton.
Welcome back. Trojan set to kicking off again here. This on WCAB. Been a lot of adventure on the kickoffs. This one's going to be taken at the 9-yard line by Kimmel. He's going to look for a block, cut it outside, and they're not running north, but, you know, straight up. They're looking for to not be tackled instead of just running the ball.
You know, we talked about that person that filled in the score on Max Preps. You know, I just don't think that – I don't know North Wilkes can get to 14 points.
Exactly.
14 yards, you know, the way it's looking so far. So, this has just been absolutely dominant. I cannot believe it's still the first quarter either, Terry.
Yeah, 31-0.
I mean, that's – wow.
Yeah, we expected a long game tonight with a lot of running, but, again, if it keeps up, it's going to be a short second half. I wouldn't mind that now. I'll go with a kind of an I formation shotgun look. Two receivers to the route, three receivers to the route. There's a handoff to Corbin. He slips up and goes down after a loss on the play. Not sure what's going on with the field. It hasn't rained this week, I don't think. Again, they could have watered it down just to slow him down a little bit.
Well, they have some magnificent watering because it's not slowed down the Trojans at all.
That reverse osmosis I just talked about, I guess. It only works one way. A loss of about 4. Second 14. That's going to bring the first quarter to a close, and I think the East Wilkes Vikings are probably happy for that. We're going to go to the second quarter. Our score, Chase 31, North Wills Viking, 0. We'll be back.
Rutherford County Republican Sheriff Candidate Aaron Ellenberg. As a lifelong resident of Rutherford County, I have dedicated over 22 years of professional law enforcement service to the citizens of Rutherford County. I bring police, sheriff, state, and federal law enforcement experience to the sheriff's office. I will use my experience as your sheriff to ensure the residents of Rutherford County receive proactive, professional, honest, and the quality law enforcement this county deserves. I ask for your vote on November 8th. Together, we can make a difference. Paid for by committee to elect Ellenberg for sheriff. Thank you.
To win in sports, you must adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Why not let Andrew Tisdale, your Edward Jones financial advisor, help you create a game plan for financial success? Call 828-287-9197 and get started today. That's Andrew Tisdale at Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 828-287-9197.
WCAB. Welcome back, football fans, to Friday Night Frenzy. We're at Chase High School tonight. Trojans leading it 31-0 over the North Wilkes Vikings, making their way down here in Wilkes County. It's been all Chase so far here. We've seen a safety and some good offense by the Trojans. Now, quarterback has some time, going to throw it out, and intercepted at the 11-yard line. And dummy returns for a touchdown.
That was Carter Chapman, the linebacker. I think he leads his team in tackles, or he's second on the team in tackles. He steps in front of a little slant, broke a tackle, took it to the house. This team is finding ways to score in all facets of the ball game.
9 seconds gone in the second quarter, and the Trojans scored again. This time it's a 12-yard interception return. And the Trojans are piling it on here. 11:51 to go, and they're getting ready to kick another extra point. There's a 2-point goal. He pitches out to DeRisma. Left side has some blockers out front, and it's going to be good. Wonder why they're going for two. That's going to give the opposing team next week just more film to study.
Yes, it will. And you can never give an opponent too much film to have to worry about.
Who did that intercept return again real
quick? That was Carter Chapman.
Chapman, that's what I thought. And we're going to take another quick break here from our sponsor. We're going to get them all here in the first half, I think. Be back after this.
Bam! That's the sound of the Chase High Trojans pounding the lines. It's also the call letters of Brick and Mortar Marketing. Based in Rutherford County, BAM LLC is here to serve local retailers, even schools and churches, with on-site event support. With spin-to-win wheels, popcorn machine, our 8-foot inflatables Handy Randy and barbecue, and MC and Facebook Live video support, BAM LLC can help make your event memorable. And be sure to watch for Bam Bam, the little truck that could, at the Forest City Christmas Parade, Sunday, November 27th. Share your photo of Bam Bam on our Facebook page for prizes. Call 713-9061 today. Go Trojans from Bam LLC. WCAB.
Set to kick it off again. Six does kick. This one's going to be high, taken at the 6-yard line. Vikings looking for something positive. There's a picks up a one block, spins, breaks another tackle at about the 30. Going to get down to the 35-yard line. That's probably best field position, starting field position for the Vikings here tonight. What do you do if you're North Wills now? Everything you've tried has been going in Chase's favor so far.
Well, if you've ever seen the movie The Water Boy, you'll know in the championship game, not the Mud Dogs, the team they're playing, they come out and just took a bunch of knees. They said, we're not going to let Bobby Boucher beat us. At this point, you might just have to take knees if you're North Wales. You can't do anything else. I don't know. My thoughts are empty right now as to what you do.
That stat you brought up earlier in the pregame, talking about how they win against the better teams, and this is showing out here tonight. That's Copernic trying to get something outside. He's running as hard as he can and picks up maybe two against this forming defense.
You know, I think it's just outside of the DNA of North Wilt to get Corpany outside. You know, he's a strong, powerful runner. You put those guys inside, but it's just not working tonight for him. So tough, really tough go of it.
And leading 39-0, the Trojans can just, you know, fire on all cylinders defensively and just go in there and make plays now. I think now the Vikings are going to try to run some play clock. They're down to 11 seconds here. Quarterback in shotgun, trying to figure out what to do. Quick pass out, bubble screen. The number 8 is going to be caught, and he falls down, almost loses the ball at about the 39.
Number 5 on that tackle, Cade Davis. Outstanding job of bringing down the receiver.
That's Chris Kimmel, a distant relative of Jimmy Kimmel, I'm sure. And he picks up only a yard on that bubble screen.
And looking good for the Mountain Foothill 7 Conference. Brevard has taken a 10-7 lead on Salisbury. So that was your upset pick of the night. You're looking okay right now.
Third down, 7. Vikings looking for a first down. Quarterback that throws the pass out is going to be caught at the 45-yard, and he slips up and falls down again. Maybe they wore the wrong cleats here tonight.
Could have. I think this is going to be a holding on North Wilkes. Chase brought the heat. They just had to grab on for dear life, I believe, is what the call is going to be.
Well, he came up 2 yards short on reception, too, the first down. So I don't know if you decline this, maybe.
I think you might back him up here and play the field position game.
Yeah, they're getting no time at all. But it was about 2 yards short. Looks like Kimmel must be the main receiver that Winkler is looking for. Hadn't had a chance to call the quarterback's name yet for the Vikings. They had the ball, what, eight plays maybe?
Yeah, not many. 2-3 and outs and a couple turnovers. So.
Yeah, we got 10-17 to go here in the second period. Trojans up 39-0. If you went and got a snack, you may have missed a score.
Looks like there was 2 penalties, a hold and an offensive pass interference. The holding penalty was declined. The offensive pass interference will be accepted. Did not see the flag on the chase side. So that's going to back the Vikings way up for this third down.
We've had 4 offensive touchdowns, a defensive touchdown, and a defensive safety. So we've seen it all here tonight. All we need to see is a kick return. And that's going to back them way up now to the 24-yard line. Tough going here for the North Wilkes Vikings. Coming in with a record of 7-3, but they've been shell-shocked here tonight against the Trojans during this first half. Quarterback's going to take it. He's going to drop. They've got some pressure out of the middle. He's got nowhere to go. He's going to be in the grasp of the defense, thrown down at the 10. No receivers open.
That was supposed to be a screen play, a screen pass to Corpening, but Anthony Smith and Cameron Mills took that away. They stayed home, and he had nowhere to go with that football on that play.
I've got to get off a good punt here just to get close to first down range.
Better hope it don't go over his head.
Yeah, he's standing in the end zone about a yard deep. See if the Trojans put some pressure on. We need to see some kind of punt score here. Fourth down and 22 to go. Pressure's there. He gets off a good kick. It's going to be returnable. No, it's going to hit the ground at about the 40 and roll across midfield. He's getting good rolls on these punts out of 2 of them so far.
Yes.
Rolls to the 42 where the Trojans have it still with great field position, leading 39-0. Let's hear another word from our sponsor here while we have time.
Bam! That's the sound of the Chase High Trojans pounding the lines. It's also the call letters of Brick and Mortar Marketing. Based in Rutherford County, BAM LLC is here to serve local retailers, even schools and churches, with on-site event support. With spin-to-win wheels, popcorn machine, our 8-foot inflatables Handy Randy and barbecue, and MC and Facebook Live video support, BAM LLC can help make your event memorable. And be sure to watch for Bam Bam, the little truck that could, at the Forest City Christmas Parade, Sunday, November 27th. Share your photo of Bam Bam on our Facebook page for prizes. Call 713-9061 today. Go Trojans from BAM LLC. WCAB.
Welcome back, football friends. While we're listening to the commercial, Isaiah Dye just took it 58 yards on the end around for another Chase Trojan touchdown, and just like that, it's 45-0 now.
Yeah, that was just a simple jet sweep, something I've not seen out of the Trojans this year, and North Wilkes was not prepared for it, and, wow, this thing is getting ugly, or more ugly, if that's the right phrase.
Right, Michael Sixto's kick is up and good, and I didn't jinx him at least on this time. 9:16 to go. The Trojans up 46-0 here in the first half. Let's stay here and do some commercials.
Yeah, real quick, just remember, join Jim Bishop and Gilbert Carmona tomorrow for a live broadcast from NC Tractor on Railroad Avenue in Rutherfordton. It's Customer Appreciation Day with Phil Sheehan from 10 a.m. to noon. Free hot dogs, drinks, and gifts to win. That's NC Tractor, Railroad Avenue, Rutherfordton. Also, don't forget, Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th, this coming Tuesday. Early vote ends tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m. Lou Gillum and Jim Bishop will have the best election night covers Tuesday night, starting at 7:15, live from the lobby of WCAB on 100.9 FM and 590 AM.
Had a penalty call down there on that extra point kick, but it was declined, so the kick was good. They were going over that as you were reading, and I'm shocked. It's 46-0 here. It's, you know, expected Chase to win this game, and I thought it'd be a close game, at least three quarters.
Yeah, I did not expect this in the first half, but, man, this is a message, isn't it?
It's a message to the rest of the state, yeah.
So.
We're set to kick it off again. I think North Wilson, you know, just ready to go home now. Let's see if they got some fight left in them. Kick taken at the three-yard line. Going to run it straight up the left side. Chase is there, though. Going to corral him. He gets to the sideline. Returns it to about the 27, so a 22-yard return. I do believe that was Chris Kimmel again. So the Vikings coming out, trailing 46-0. They haven't done anything offensively yet. They haven't first down yet. I think they may have one.
Terry, I don't think they do.
Yeah, I don't think they do either. Yeah,
they've gone
backwards.
Got close, yeah.
They've gone backwards each position. They had a third and two and then went backwards on that one. So let's see what they can pull out here. They've done tried all kind of different formations. They're going to stick with this shotgun formation, tailback directly behind the quarterback.
I think it's the first time we've seen them in pistols with trips to one side, single to the short side.
If Chase brings pressure, are they going to stick with the ground game here? Quarterback's going to drop. Has some time. Throws a pass down. Underthrown, and I believe it's intercepted. Almost picked off at the 39.
Yeah, that was Tavon DeRibs was almost picked that off. He had his receiver there, number one. Let's see, that's Samuel Pennington. He had him on a seam route, but that pass was low and behind him. He never had much of a chance there to catch that one.
Yeah, Northwell's not a come-behind team, but they've got a big hill to climb right now. 9:04 to go in the first half. Trojans knocking on 50 points here, 46-0. Quarterback again drops back. He flushed out of pocket, throws it. It's caught short of the first down. He did get up to about the 35. They're going to give him
They're going to give him that one.
Kind of reached out and plucked that ball out of the air. That was number 12, I believe. Eli Shell. And they do get their initial first down in the game, I believe, with 8:50 to go in the second quarter. But airing it out, a couple of plays downfield now. But doing that is interception possibilities.
And that was the only thing they hadn't done was try to stretch the field a little bit, make Chase defend the pass. You know, not really done that tonight.
Two consecutive pass plays. They're going to send Kimmel in motion. There's pitch to Kimmel. Left side. The Trojans are there. It's going to be thrown for a loss on the play. Nowhere to go.
I believe that was number 8, Isaiah Dodd, and he just absolutely shed his blocker on that far side and made the tackle and kept that option from developing into anything.
That was 8-on-8, Kimmel to carry. Tried to pitch it deep in the backfield, and he had nowhere to go. Lost about 4 yards, 2nd and 14 coming up. Vikings going to have to stay with the air game, it looks like. Got Corpening in the backfield. Trojans with two safeties. Haven't seen a lot of action in that. Again, another score here for the Trojans. They got over 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Running away with it. Here comes some pressure. Quarterback is hit as they release the ball. Pass is going to be intercepted at the 48-yard line. With some blockers out front, he's going to head down the sideline, flag on the play. That may be a blindside block coming in there.
Yeah, I think it will be. That was a situation that Jahari Mosley had two receivers, but that pressure from Germany Harris forced the quarterback to make a inaccurate throw, and Mosley took care of the rest.
Yeah, he stayed there and took a big hit. Interception's going to stand. The return was about 35 yards, but it's going to come back off after the illegal block. I tell you, Chase, just not letting up, are they?
They are not, you know, and I heard Gina Auriemma, the well-known women's college basketball coach at University of Connecticut, who's coached the women's Olympic team, you know, he's talked about in the NCAA tournament, we don't want to survive and advance. We want to survive and thrive. You know, they want to absolutely demolish their opponents. I think it's how you have to treat these playoffs. You can't take your foot off the gas. This early, at least.
Well, who's going to get in the end zone this time for the Trojans, I wonder? We've seen Austin, Rudisil.
I almost feel like you got to give Mosley a chance here. You know, he got you the ball back. Give him a chance.
There we go, first and 10. Explains back in there, going deep down the sideline. Has a man open. It's going to be underthrown, but caught at the 20. He's going to take an end zone touchdown. Charisma again. Had his man by about eight yards.
The only thing that made that play look a little worse than it was the underthrow there.
Wow. 7:22 to go. The Trojans strike. That was what, a 62-yard touchdown?
Yeah, right around that, yep.
We'll call it that. Nobody call me out on it, I hope. McSwain to Derisma. Getting ready to kick the extra point. Kick is up, and the kick is going to be good. 7:22 to go in the first half. It's 53-0. Trojans on top. We'll be back after this.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush. WCAB.
Welcome back. Friday Night Frenzy. Listen, WCAB 100.9 FM, 590 AM. Trojans are just running away with this one. 7:22 to go in the first half. Chase is up 53-0 over to North Wilkes. Almost want to say it looks like the JV team out there.
This has been a really impressive performance from the Trojans.
Yeah, didn't know how they'd come into this game, but they came out ready to play from the start.
Yes, they did.
And Sixto's set to kick it off again. Safe to say the Trojans will be at home next week, barring some kind of miracle. This kick is taken at the 7-yard line, looking for some blocks. Now going to cut it back outside and just nowhere to go. Trojans hitting at the 20. Right, number 10 on the tackle for the Trojans.
Yeah, that's there's not much, you know, that North Wales can find right now.
Zach Frazier.
Trojans are clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, it's the best I've seen them. One penalty, I believe, as a procedure call, and after that, it's been all Trojans.
Yeah.
They're probably averaging about 30 yards to play.
At least.
7:15 to go, and the Vikings back out there on offense, trying to just, you know, get up off the mat.
They're going to take a timeout. That was play clock about to run out. While they take a timeout, we'll run to our sponsors once again. Thank you to Aaron Ellenberg, Andrew Tisdale with Edward Jones, BAM LLC, Kohl's Carpet, Foothills Hardware, Isothermal Community College, Maxwell B. Hamrick, Phillips Lawing, Robbins Auto Parts, Scrappies, Tri-City Tire, and Wayne's Lunchbox. Once again, thank you. All of those. A couple of score updates. Salisbury 14, Brevard 10, South Point 21, Hickory 13, Hendersonville and West Lincoln 7-7. Our South Carolina listeners, Dorman leaves Clover 13-0. Looks like Spartanburg is up 17-9. Mount Pleasant leads Walkertown 14-6. Last score I had from Shelby, they led Forest Hills 10-0. Don't think that game has changed at all.
Still got Thomas Jefferson hanging in, only 7-0 to East Wilkes in the second quarter. Last look, there's Corporning, nowhere to go. His offensive line is trying to get him a push there, but the Chase defensive line led by Reagan McCraney saying no. got a gain of maybe one, second nine coming up. So the Vikings can't run it and they can't throw it. They got two interceptions on the night. So what do you do now? Just free kick it away?
Well, I don't know, Terry. At this point, I don't know. I feel like you got to run the ball, run that play clock down to one, and just try to get second half. I think we're going to have maybe a false start here.
I think so. I guess halftime I'm going to have to sing or something.
We do have a special interview coming up at halftime, so be sure you stick around and listen for that. I'm not going to share a spoiler right now, but like I said, stick around for that for sure.
We have to give credit to the North Wilkes fans there. I haven't seen any leave yet. You know, they paid their money. I guess they want at least get their $10.
Well, I imagine a lot of these are parents of seniors, and they're not going to leave their kids.
Take it down. That's another pass downfield. It's up in the air for a long time. It's going to be two defenders for Chase maybe broke up that interception for themselves.
I'm going to be honest, Terry. I think Jahari Mosley gets the PBU. But he didn't break up the completion. He broke up the interception.
Yeah.
I think DeRizma had that one, and then Mosley come up and laid the lumber, and DeRizma dropped it.
Do it to Kimmel again. I think he's the only guy they've thrown the ball toward tonight, except for one other time. So they double cover Kimmel. That takes away that. Third down and 14, and I don't know if the Vikings have positive yardage or not. I think they're probably in the negative.
I think you're right. I do believe they are in the negative right now.
Chase well over 200, I'd say. Here we go, third and 14. There comes the pressure out of him. A quick little bubble screen. He's got nowhere to go. Can he get a block? No.
Germany Harris has played so well tonight from his outside linebacker spot. He absolutely just got, you know, he held his block up, shedded him. And got in the backfield and made the tackle.
Yeah, I want to see these team stats tomorrow sometime in the newspaper. It's got to be a lot to very few.
Yes.
Trojan kicking on all cylinders. They're going to have good field position here again if the Vikings can get off a good punt. He's got a couple of good rolls here lately with some pressure. And we have a timeout called by the Vikings. And we'll take a timeout here with them and be right back. 53-0 our score, 5:36 to go.
Stop in and visit Tanya and Rose at Foothills Family Hardware Store. With over 65,000 items in stock, they offer an extensive fastener section, including metric and chrome. They have outdoor bagged products, a vast assortment of soils and mulches. They also have a variety of locally handcrafted home decor, signs, and gifts for the entire family. Open 7 days a week, a family-owned business at 131 East Main Street in downtown Forest City. Call them at 245-6496. Extra parking is in the back. And Diva the Hardware Dog is anxiously awaiting your visit.
WCAB. Welcome back to Friday Night Frenzy here. It's been a frenzy for the Chase Trojans, up 53-0. 5:36 to go here in the first half. Yeah, we're still in the second quarter. And Vikings get ready to punt it away here. Gets off a kick. It's a good high spiraling kick. It's going to take a bounce. This time it's going to bounce straight up. Right at the 50-yard line where it's going to be down there. I thought DeRizma thought about trying to catch out and run with it. 53-0 our score, and the Trojans are going to take over here first down. McSwain's had about three possessions, I think. Is it going to be Rudolph now?
Well, I think Rudolph is going to be a tailback this time.
We've seen Chase do it on the ground. They've done it through the air defensively. Got two interceptions, one return for a touchdown. They got a safety. What else can they do here?
Well, find a way for an offensive lineman to score a touchdown.
There you go. Let McCraney take one in.
Put McCraney back there in the Wildcat and see what happens.
Ball at the 50. It's going to be Rudelson right side. Has the block. One man to beat. He's to the 40. Stays on his feet. Head to the outside. Get down inside the 20. Finally tackled at the 15. 25-yard run by Rudelson.
You know, you don't recommend outrunning your blocker, but Rudisil did, and it worked out great for him. So, message to kids, if you're as fast as Jalen Rudisil, you can do that. If you're not, don't try and stay behind your blocker.
Yeah, yards per average play here tonight are outstanding for the Trojans. I'm not sure. I'm sure it's 25, 30 yards per play.
That's really why it's hard to try to figure out, you know, how many yards they might have because they've had short fields and and whatnot. So hard to figure it out.
Yes, it is. Here we go. It's going to be Rudolph again. This time left side picks up a block. He's to the 10. 5 touchdowns. Is that Austin or Rudolph?
That was Rudolph there.
Takes it in from 15 yards out. And Trojans just continue. I tell you, we're looking at 100 tonight here if they don't slow it down.
Yeah. We have completely blown past that 56-14 prediction on Max Pratt.
Yeah.
Chase has exceeded that easily.
4:32 to go. Another point, or another 6 points. Extra point attempt by Sixtos. It's hard to keep up with who scored. This kick is up and good. Didn't have the distance, but it got in there anyway. I'm getting a cramp in my hand from writing all this down, I believe. 60-0 our score. We'll go take another break here.
And visit Tanya and Rose at Foothills Family Hardware Store. With over 65,000 items in stock, they offer an extensive fastener section, including metric and chrome. They have outdoor bagged products, a vast assortment of soils and mulches. They also have a variety of locally handcrafted home decor, signs, and gifts for the entire family. Open 7 days a week, a family-owned business at 131 East Main Street in downtown Forest City. Call them at 245-6496. Extra parking is in the back. And Diva the Hardware Dog is anxiously awaiting your visit. WCAB.
Back here at WCAB Radio, 100.9 FM, 590 AM. All Trojans here tonight, 60-0. We still got 4 minutes to go in the first half. Sixtos going to take this kickoff again. It's going to be taken at the 7-yard line. Looking for some blocks. Has a small opening. Going to lower his head and get to the 30-yard line. So a 25-yard return of the kickoff for the Vikings. That was Kimmel again, number 8. He's been about the only bright note for the Vikings. Again, got an interview coming up at halftime. If everybody up here is not smiling so big that they can talk. 60-0. We'll give you an interview and some rundowns of some scores.
I don't know how. It's 35 minutes ago at the end of the first quarter. It was 0-0 between Wilkes Central and Robinson. And barring something insane, Chase will get the winner of that game next week. So I'll try to keep checking for that and look for updates.
And we have a give up the middle there. Nowhere to go again. It's Trojan defense. They want to not only compliment this offense to hold the Vikings to negative yardage here tonight, it looks like. And I think they're doing it. We don't have an official stat person, but that's something I'm going to put in for my Christmas list with my very own personal statistician. Second down, 10, no gain on the play. We got 3:20 to go here in the first half. It's been a lot more than anyone expected, I think, except for maybe the Trojans. As the quarterback throws it out, it's going to be incomplete. The forward pass, just barely.
It was. It was a sidearm variety. That pressure got to him pretty quickly.
And Trojan's not letting the foot off the gas pedal. They actually just got this gas pedal nailed to the floorboard, I believe.
This car has no brakes.
Clock is running with the incomplete pass. Second down. Well, third down and 10. I think one first down for the Vikings of North Wilkes so far. There's a rush out the middle. Quarterback under pressure throws it, knocked away. It would have been a 2-yard gain if it would have been caught. I mean, Trojans all over that one.
That was Isaiah Dodd. He timed that up perfectly, went over the top of the receiver, was able to bat that one down.
Quarterback looking to just get rid of that ball and almost do another interception. He's completed more to the Trojans, I think, than he has to his own team.
It's neck and neck there.
Yeah. Oh, Kimmel's got about 3 catches, I believe.
I believe we've started the running clock already because it didn't stop on that incompletion.
I think so.
And I don't expect we'll see too many of these starters in the second half.
Okay, off the side of his foot, another bad break, and it's going to take a Viking bouncing back to the Trojans. That ball doesn't even make it past the first down marker.
That's one of them punts where you're immediately calling Peter as soon as it goes in the air, and that means get out of the way.
About an 8-yard punt. And then when you think it can't get any worse for the Vikings, it does.
That's true.
The Trojans are well within scoring distance here with a minute 30 to go.
Yeah, like a minute and a half till halftime. So, you know, don't take off quite yet. We'll have a quick commercial break at halftime, and then we'll be back for that interview. So be sure you hang around for that.
See if the Trojans can go for it here. First down. As a give, it's Lenny Austin back in the game. Gets to the outside, looking for the sideline. Going to get to the 30. That's number five with the carry.
Kate Davis, I believe.
Already started substitution, and you can't blame him for that. Davis, who's in at quarterback?
Rudis is still in at quarterback.
Rudis is in there.
I'll be curious. They might take one more shot at the end zone here. I'm not sure if they will, or they may just keep it on the ground.
Sure, the rest of the state has taken notice of this score right now as it's heading out on score stream or wherever. 44 seconds to go. Rudis is going to be Davis. And he has the block. He's to the 20, stays on his feet to about the 17-yard line. May get one more play in. That's another Trojan first down.
Yeah, we'll see what they want to do here. Yeah, it looks like they're going to go no huddle, get to the line. They want Davis to get this score.
I think he's running through some big holes out there. Cade Davis, junior running back. Russell's going to direct him around here. Ball's going to be snapped. Russell's going to take it himself, look for a block. He's to the 10, stays on his feet, heading to the end zone, cuts it back to 5. Running his way down. Does he get the pylon?
He does.
Touchdown, Jalen Rudelson. This one from 18 yards out. And it just continues to pile on here for the Trojans. The clock does wind down. We'll wait for the extra point attempt, I guess, before we go to halftime. We'll give him a 17, 18-yard touchdown run. And I don't know if I can add all this up at halftime or not. I'm going to go ahead and put kick good on my bad here.
Now I'm telling you, you better knock on some wood right
now. Rush on the outside, and kick is up, and it's good. We're going to head to halftime here. Our score, Trojans 67. Let me say that again, 67-0 over the Vikings of North Wills. Hang around for the second half.
At Isothermal Community College, your career starts here. Want to get into a high-demand field with good pay? Check out our pathways in the fields of healthcare and nursing, public services like EMT and law enforcement, advanced manufacturing, and information technologies. Your dream is our mission. Let us help you find the path. Plus, with the Powers Promise, residents of Rutherford and Polk counties can attend tuition-free. For details, call 828-395-4193 or visit isothermal.edu. /enroll today.
There are so many insurance agencies here and there, but to find a dependable agency that you can trust, that would be Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. Maxwell B. Hamrick is an independent insurance agent. Call them today at 286-2384. They care about their customers and it shows. They're located at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time. WCAP.
Welcome back to Chase High School, Allen Stadium, home of the Trojans, where Chase at halftime leads North Wilt 67-0. I repeat, 67-0 at the half. That is not a misquote. That is, the scoreboard is completely right. Just an outstanding first half of the Trojans. Joining me now is Chase High Principal Kevin Bradley. Mr. Bradley, thank you for joining us here at halftime. That was a fun first half for us Trojans, wasn't it?
It was very fun. Yeah, a lot of action on our side of the ball for sure.
Yeah. So, Mr. Bradley, you know, we're getting close. It's almost December, means it's almost Christmas break. How has the almost first semester been at Chase High School this year?
It's been a really good start this year. Our students have been really energetic, a lot of school pride, a lot of excitement around lots of things, especially the football season we've had. So it's been a great start. Couldn't ask for better.
Yeah, speaking of football, you know, four straight county championships, four straight winning seasons. What has that turnaround with the football program meant, not only to the school but this community? Because you come out here, you look at the stands, they're jam-packed every home game. Just what has that meant in your mind to the community and to the school?
One thing you can always say about the Chase community is they're hungry to get behind the students at this school, whether it's academics or athletics. And when we give them something, a product to cheer about, a product to get behind, then they're always great to do it. Just that grassroots love for the school, the community. It goes really deep, and it's been fun to watch the community really get behind them this year.
And, you know, Coach Coddle came in right after Coach Radford left, took an opportunity in Asheville. What has he meant to help with the stability of this program? Because it's not fell off at all since Coach Radford's 10-win season in 2019.
Right. It was very exciting to see Coach Radford come in and energize this program for the time he was here. But then when he left to go back near his family in Asheville, to have the opportunity to hire Chris Cogdell for this job was an unbelievable opportunity for our school. And I knew from the moment that I met him that he was the right guy for this community and this program. He came in obviously at an awful time when COVID hit and pretty much shut the season down. So he had a lot of adversity, but what it did do was allow him to build some really great relationships with the guys and build a strong program that is obviously paying dividends this year.
Speaking of coaching hires, you've got a brand new boys basketball coach
yeah.
this year, a well-known coach. He's
right.
well-respected in the community, you know, across the state. He's coming in. He's a proven winner in Norman Aiken. What does that hire? What do you hope that does to your boys basketball program?
Well, the one thing that was, I think, probably the most common response I got as a principal when people started asking about the basketball program, who are you going to hire, who do you have, and when they heard the name Norman Aiken, eyes would widen and they would always say, listen, he is a great coach, but he's an even better man. And I can already tell these guys walking the halls as they're getting excited for basketball season. I've even had players come up and just brag on him already of what the relationships he's already built and just in the short time he's had them.
Jumping back to football real quick,
yep.
The last question, you know, obviously it was a tough end of the season for Marquise McCombs.
Yeah.
You know, phenomenal year last year, you know, arguably, without question, had the greatest season for a running back in Rutherford County history, had the injury earlier this year, out for the year. Saw where he was recently awarded a Heisman Award for high school. What does that say about him? You know, winning that award despite playing just a couple games before the injury, and just talk about how special of a kid he is to have on the Chase High School campus.
As you look across those Heisman nominees, those scholarship scholars for each school, the one thing you can always say about them is that they are just as strong character as they are in athletic prowess. And Marquise, no doubt, if you've watched any football in your entire life or seen anybody play athletics, Marquise, without a doubt, is one of the best athletes that Rutherford County's ever seen. But when you get to know the kid, when you get to know the person, it means more to you to realize who he is in his heart as much as it is on the football field. And so that Heisman Scholar is a true testament to all those individuals that get named that scholar. Who they really are. Certainly they're great athletes, but man, he's a great kid.
Yeah, that's awesome. Once again, that was Chase High Principal Kevin Bradley. Mr. Bradley, as always, thank you for treating WCAB so well when we come up here, and thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us.
Yes, sir. It's always an honor to have you guys.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
With cold weather coming on strong, it's time to think about getting your fuel delivered on time. Depend on Phillips and Loing Fuel Company. Phillips and Loing Fuel Company can be your cold weather friend with propane, fuel oil, and kerosene delivered when you need it. Two locations to serve you, 2379 Harris Henrietta Road, Mooresboro, and 421 South Alabama Avenue in Chesney. Phillips and Loing Fuel Company, cheering Chase Trojans on to victory.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
Do yourself a favor and stop by Scrappy's Food and Fuel. If you'd like a great hot dog or hand-breaded chicken tenders and onion rings or maybe a juicy hamburger, then your next stop should be Scrappy's Food and Fuel. For breakfast served Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., you really need to check out their menu for other choices. The store is open till 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday for your favorite snacks and gasoline fill-ups. Scrappy's Food and Fuel is on the corner of Chase High Road and Highway 221. WCAP.
Welcome back to Friday Night Frenzy here. We're at halftime. Game between the North Wills Vikings and the Chase Trojans. Our score is 67-0. Trojans just run away with this game in the first half. It looks like a first-round playoff game. But didn't expect this at all. And North Wills, I don't know if they're going to come out in the second half. I guess they have to. But Chase, all over this, and we may see them rest some starters here in the second half. We could do that. We can run down some other scores real quick around the playoffs going on. Let's see. In South Carolina, Strom Thurmond leads Chesney 28-7. Got East Wilkes up over Thomas Jefferson 24-0. Woodruff leads Broome down in Spartanburg 21-6. Hendersonville up over West Lincoln 15-7. Got Shelby up 10-7 over Forest Hills. Kings Mountain 42-0 up over St. Stephens. Blythewood leading Boiling Springs, South Carolina 24-0. Stateful and Creston, a good game, 7-7. Burns leading Moorhead, 37-0. And that's all I have right here on score stream. Again, a good game here tonight if you're a Chase Trojan fan. A lot going on here as they continue to play and look forward to playing next week. We'll see who that'll be, possibly. Try to get a score before the game's over, but we may not have it for you. Chase will get the winner of Robinson and Wilkes Central. So they may get another Wilkes County team.
But yeah, last score I had from that one, it was 0-0. But that was a while back. Now, you may have said this. East Wilkes 24, TJ 0 at the half.
That game was close for most of the first half.
Yeah, still no update on that one. On Wilkes Central and Robinson. We'll keep looking for sure on that one. But like I said, I'm still in awe of this game.
Yeah, I guess if I kept up with it, I'll try to run down the scores here. With 7:50 to go in the first quarter, Austin took it in from 3 yards out. This was after North Wilkes came out and went 3 and out. Brennan Austin took it in 3 yards out. The extra point was good, making it 7-0. And then with 6:51 to go, Brennan Austin again took it in from 5 yards out. Kick was good, making it 14-0.
I wish you wouldn't say Brennan Austin when you just said Austin. I think our listeners thought I scored two times.
Oh, yeah. I'll make that more clear. Doing 6:43 to go after a kickoff that was mishandled by the Vikings. They ran into each other, the two receivers did, went down to 1 yard line, and on the very next play, the Chase defense got a safety, making it 16-0. Then after the free kick, Trojans again move the ball downfield. 5:02 to go. The 15-yard pass from Turner McSwain to Tavon DeRisma. 2-point conversion was good by DeRisma, making it 24-0. And then with 37 seconds left in the first quarter, Rudolph took it in from 11 yards out. Extra point was good. Made the score 31-0 after one quarter. And you thought, well, that's a pretty good quarter. How did they top that? Well, in the second quarter, 11:51 to go. First play of the game, 12-yard interception return. Our first play of the quarter. 12-yard interception return by Chapman. Another 2-point conversion by DeRisma, making it 39-0. Then just under 2 minutes, 9:16 to go in the second. Isaiah Dodd took a pitch, took it around the right end for 58 yards. Kick was good, making it 46-0. Then after that, got the ball back on the first play, 7:22 to go. 62-yard pass from Turner McSwain to Tavon DeRisma, making it 53-0. 4:32 to go before halftime, 15-yard Rudisil run. Kick was good, making it 60-0. And then right as time expired at halftime, Chase again had the ball. Rudisil took a snap, took it in from 18 yards out, got some good blocks, and got the pylon just before getting out of bounds. Extra point was good, making our score 67-0 in the first half. And I guess we'll find some good news for the North Wilkes, is the punter had a pretty good game here in the first half.
Well, and
besides that last one.
Yeah, his last two were kind of unfortunate. But, yeah, he's he's did his best to flip the field position. It's not been easy. Several of his punts have come inside the 10-yard line. He's had to punt from inside the 10-yard line. It's always tough to do that. But, yeah, he's had a good start.
My math is horrible, but best we can figure, Northwest probably is negative yardage for the game, I would think, or pretty close to it.
I feel like they have to be. You know, they won first down, and it was a barely one. So they've not moved the ball forward enough to say, hey, we've got positive yardage.
Yeah, they've gone backwards almost every possession, I believe. They did have that one first down. And, you know, second half, what do you – you're Northwest coach, what do you say? What do you say at halftime? You just go in and sit down and just think about it?
Well, I think at that point you kind of have to say, like, guys, let's go into the offseason positive. Let's win this second half. I think it's the only message you can give because you're not coming back. But you've got to continue to fight and play hard and, like, to try to win this second half.
I say you're 15, 16, 17-year-old kid. They're not going to score 67 points in this half the way they've been going. And you know, Chase knows that too. So you got to come out and still continue to play your game and not get try to keep this shutout.
I feel like with a running clock, I'm not sure Tennessee could come in here and score 68 points and come back and beat Chase. I just don't think there's enough time. And Tennessee can score a lot of points in a hurry. That's going to be a good game tomorrow night. Them and Georgia, 3:30. I tell you, if you're a fan of SEC football, that tomorrow's going to be a good day. You're starting at 3:30 with Tennessee at Georgia, and you're going to 7 o'clock. You got Alabama going to LSU. And they say there's nothing like a night game in Baton Rouge.
I bet
so. So exciting. You know, North Carolina will be on the radio, WCAB. They play at 12 o'clock at Virginia. Their magic number to clinch the ACC Coastal is 2 right now. They need to win 2 of their last 4 games, and they'll be guaranteed to be playing for the ACC Championship come December, most likely against Clemson. So, huge game tomorrow, the South's oldest rivalry. Like you can hear that here. Also, don't forget, tomorrow morning from 10 to 12, Jim Bishop and Gilbert Carmona will be at NC Tractor on Railroad Avenue in Ropes and doing a live broadcast. Customer Appreciation Day with Phil Sheehan from 10 to noon. Free hot dogs, drinks, and gifts to win. That's NC Tractor on Railroad Avenue in Rutherfordton. And Election Day is this coming Tuesday, November 8th. If you haven't voted, go ahead and do that. Get out on Tuesday. You can still vote tomorrow until 2 p.m. for early voting. And then on Election Night, Tuesday night, the best election night coverage is going to involve Jim Bishop and Luke Gillum starting at 7:15, and that's going to be live from the lobby of WCAB on 100.9 FM and 590 AM. So an exciting weekend, exciting week coming up. So stay right here for WCAB, and they'll get you all the news you could ever ask for. And like I said, we've got about 2 minutes to go till we start this second half up, so we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back just in time for the second half kickoff.
You know who's the best for dependable, complete, and professional auto service. Tri-City Tire Service. Their years of experience and positive customer service shows. Tri-City Tire offers complete auto service and brakes, alignments, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Under the same roof, Tri-City Outdoor Power Equipment. They handle mowers and power equipment by Red Max. Get your colored mulch, stone, Wolverine boots for ladies and men at Tri-City Power Equipment. Make it your one-stop shop. Visit Tri-City Tire and Tri-City Outdoor Power Equipment today at 221 Daniel Road in Foray City. The number is 287-8778.
When your busy schedule means no time to cook, but the kids need their veggies, Wayne's Lunchbox has a solution for supper. With 5 different meat choices and so many vegetable sides to choose from, everybody will be happy. Me and my nephew love that broccoli casserole. And of course, lunchtime, along with hot dogs, hamburgers, and other delicious sandwiches, Wayne's has a smaller meat and veggie lunch menu. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 2, supper 3 to 7. Call on Wayne's for catering events. They're on East Main Street in Spindale. Order ahead at 828-395-2225. And Wayne's Lunchbox is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, so get your orders in.
This is your Republican candidate for Sheriff, Aaron Ellenberg. For over 22 continuous years, I have served the citizens of Rutherford County as a police officer, Deputy Sheriff, sworn law enforcement agent for the North Carolina DMV License and Theft Bureau, and served as a Federal Homeland Security Task Force officer for the Western North Carolina area. I am a certified law enforcement instructor, actively teaching our next generation of law enforcement officers. I am the only candidate with a current law enforcement experience and has a law enforcement certification. My knowledge and experience are up to date with the North Carolina laws, training standards, crime trends, and the criminal justice system on local, state, and federal level. I have built my career on a strong foundation of honor, integrity, service, faith, and family. I pledge to continue that as your next sheriff of Rutherford County, paid for by committee to elect Ellenberg for sheriff. WCAP.
Welcome back to Friday Night Frenzy, football fans. It's the first half was all Chase Trojans, 67-0. And the good news is they get the ball here to start the second half.
They do. I tell you, Taylor, we've got a little break here waiting. On a lighthearted note, you know, when Halloween ends, a lot of people like to decorate for Christmas. And I sent my wife, my lovely wife, Casey, I know she's listening right now, I sent her a TikTok that supported the idea of, hey, let's decorate in November. But I'm not getting her to go for it, I don't think. But I want to know, what does Terry Bishop do? Does he wait till Black Friday?
I usually wait about Thanksgiving. But my mother would start probably October and then leave them up until February. So I'm the wrong one to ask that.
So you're not backing me here is what
well,
I'm hearing.
I would start. Seriously, I haven't decorated Christmas for the last 4 or 5 years since the kids are out of the house.
Oh,
so I just, you know, it's another day. But I enjoy seeing the tree.
I think. And look, I'm not ashamed to
watch. Mid-November's not bad.
Look, I'm not ashamed to put my Christmas tree up and watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving while looking at my Christmas tree. I'm fine with that.
So,
honey, I know you're listening. So let's decorate.
Kickoff taken at the 10 by the Trojan. He's going to run right up the middle. Has an opening, and he's going to take it to the 50 and still on his feet and may go all the way. And what a start to the second half for the Trojan. No flag on the play. Is that Rudisill?
That was Rudisill. I want to take this moment. I am not somebody who says I told you so. But if you remember on that free kick, I said if Rudisill gets this, he's taking it to the house. It wasn't a free kick. The Rudisill got a kickoff, and he took it back to the house. So that's exciting.
That was 90 yards, untouched. I don't think anybody touched him on that either. We'll write that down if my hand starts cramping up on me. 11:21 to go in the third quarter. Clock is running, but Rudisill takes this 90 yards. I don't know any other way they can score tonight. I tell you, Trojans making a statement here tonight for the rest of the state. This kick is going to be good. One official signaled good, and the other one didn't put his arm. I think his arms are tired.
Hey, he said, I'm just going to walk off. So.
I tell you, it's not out of question to see 100 points tonight the way this game is going.
It's not. Hey, real quick, when we've got a moment, tonight, the 1975 Chase High football team, which was the first football team to finish the season with an undefeated record and the first to win a conference championship, they were recognized tonight at halftime. They were part of a 13 team conference, the only team to finish with a perfect 10-0 record. Got the top spot in the playoffs. Some of those players, Ron Weathers, Alan Stroud, Ray Harris, Billy Ray Vickers, Eric Young, Keith Crenshaw, Randy Page, Jim Pruitt, Greg Burgess, and Danny Dalton. And they were coached by John Keeter, assistant coaches Bob Ledford, Doyle Mint, and Dick Kraft. So, like I said, those are some guys from the 75 team. Looks like Alan Stroud went to play for Gardner Webb. Ray Harris and Billy Ray Vickers both went to NC State. Billy Ray was drafted by the Redskins, played for the Redskins and the Colts. Eric Young played at Clemson. Keith Crenshaw played at Duke, and then was drafted by Miami.
Kick by the Trojans, taken at the 4-yard line. The Vikings trying to return it, takes a hit at the 25-yard line. And that team of 1975, did they wear leather helmets then, or was that before helmet?
That, you know, that might have been the leather helmet with the one chin, the one strap, or the one bar for the face mask, the Gary Anderson look.
And you mentioned the Keeter. Is that Keeter Stadium fame? I think there's a Keeter Stadium. Is that in Shelby?
Yeah, that's in Shelby. Okay. I don't think that's named for him, but like I said, it's surprising John Keeter doesn't have something named after him.
Good to see those guys still around. That was a long time ago, 75. So first and 10 for the Vikings. See if they can get a first down there. Corporan's going to get the carry. He breaks it outside, and they're just not running straight up. They're trying to maneuver and keep getting hit, it looks like. Picks up about 7 yards. Going to bring up second and 3. Trying to find some positive in this game for North Wilkes, and they got a good yardage on first down that time.
We're going to do our best to try to name all of these guys on the field for Chase right now. A lot of second-string guys. Looks like the starters are done for the night. So we'll try to call as many of these names out as we can.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on the clock, too. 9:10 to go here in the third. That's a quick little bubble screen. And he has some room to the 40. Picks up a block on the outside. He's going to get near the 50 where he takes a big hit by somebody.
I believe he was slowed down by 18, Alex Paradis. And I believe his buddy Caleb Davis, Cade Davis, helped clean that up. I believe that was who that was.
The junior defensive back in there. So first down pickup for the Vikings, and they're close to midfield.
You know, I got to tell you, I had some really delicious barbecue in Charlotte last night. I believe this is what they fed the 1975 team. This is good barbecue as well.
There's a rollout quarterback keeper pitches it late to Corporan. He's to the 50, looking to the sideline. He's going to, again, stop short, try to cut back.
Yeah,
that's close to 10.
23. Who was 23 there?
23. Let me stand
up. Well, no, that was 23 for Chase here.
Another tackle. Jordan Baxter.
Jordan Baxter.
Another junior. That was different ball carry, I believe. I got Corpening in there now. Maybe he can get some yardage here. Pad his stats a little bit. He's been held in check the entire night, and that was one of the keys Coach Cogdon wanted to do is contain him. I think they've done that by not giving him the ball.
They've had to, because like I said, I saw him on film. He was an absolute menace for other teams.
He's never gotten loose at all tonight here, and there's a flag on the play. Procedure called. With some new guys in there. There's a little bubble screen out in the flat. And that's going to back it up 5 yards. Try to make it out tomorrow for that North Carolina tractor.
Yeah, sounds like a fun time.
Can't turn down a free hot dog anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe some prizes. Second down 15. Or first and 15. There was a penalty on that. Getting a bubble screen out there. That's Kimmel. Picks up a block on the outside. He's going to hit down the sideline. Has a first down. Straight arm. Stays on his feet to about the 20. So now the Vikings are on the move against the second team Chase defense.
Yeah, he was pushed out by number 15, Zach Frazier. Finally have an update of substance from Wilkes Central and J.M. Robinson. At the half, Wilkes Central 6, Robinson 0.
Totally opposite from this game, isn't it? 6-0.
And if you're wondering, Wilkes Central did play North Wilkes in the regular season, and Wilkes Central beat them 50-26. So Chase is up by 74 right now, and Wilkes Central won that game by 24. So
there's Corporan hit at the line of scrimmage. He's going to bounce outside, breaks a tackle, a shirt tackle, staying on his feet. He's going to push forward inside the 15 now to around the 13-yard line.
Corporan is getting the opportunity to show what made him successful all season, which is arm tackles don't work on me. You've got to get my legs and pull me down.
Exactly. Now, it's going to be second and 2. Back to Vikings trying to get some points here. There's a handoff to Corporan. He's hit in the backfield and thrown for a loss. Great job that time. Can't see the number. And there's a flag on the play.
Look, I think that was 40. No, it could have been 42. Maybe
48.
Wingo.
Okay. Jonte Wingo.
Jonte Wingo.
Freshman.
40. Now, here's what's interesting. He brought down Corporan, and Corporan got mad and turned around and just threw the football at Wingo's helmet and hit him in the helmet.
Is that an ejection?
I don't think so, because it's just first unsportsmanlike. But that's just the frustration of being down by 74 points. God,
yeah,
that's weird to say.
That is. That's.
I've never said a team was down by 74 points.
You don't see it often.
You don't.
Especially 5 minutes left in the third. Looks like they got Corporan out now, sitting down for a minute.
Yeah, he's got to cool off there.
Caden Bagwell is in there. Two running backs. They're going to give it to Bagwell. He's left side. cuts it back inside. He's going to get down to about the 15-yard line, get back the penalty yardage. I'll call him Bagwess, B-A-U-G, Bagguess, Bagguess, okay, G-U-E-S-S.
Bagguess is your best guess.
Yeah. The Vikings having some success. Going for it on fourth down. Now, Chase Holt here, that's just everything going your way.
It is.
They're going to put some pressure on the end. I may try to draw them offside since we've got some new bodies out there. Fourth down and three. He's going to have a first down as he crosses the 10, going to stretch forward to about the six-yard line.
That's a big young man, too. Baggus. Bagguess.
My guess. Another first down. They did pick up the fourth and three. Got about eight. Down to the seven-yard line. Where's first and goal? They almost had the ball this entire quarter, except for the opening kickoff. So I guess that's a good drive for the Vikings. Chase wanting to preserve his shutout. That was a quick pass out to the flat. Kittle's going to make this. Kimmel's going to struggle down to the 4-yard line. I got Kimmel in the game still trying to get some numbers.
72 on the tackle. I believe that's Justin Jones.
Sophomore. So a lot of youngsters out there for Chase. You know, it's not often you get your freshman and sophomores experience in the first round of playoff, but they're getting that here tonight. Down here on the sideline watching some TV under the tent. Are they playing PlayStation? That's what it looks like, a PlayStation game out here tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like, I think they might be trying to figure out the North Wilkes play calling by going Madden. I don't know.
Yeah, second down is going to be carried to the left side, short of the goal line, but it's getting close.
Wingo with the initial hit there. That might have been number 52, Kyler McGinnis. 57, Todd Allred helped out there.
See 77 out there, offensive lineman. That's Bryson Gambill.
I feel like this is going to be number 5 here up the middle.
It's third and goal. There's a snap. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. He's going to dive for the end zone and gets in there.
That lunge got him in. He was stopped, but that lunge got him in.
Second effort, and the Vikings are on the board with 2:26 to go here in the third quarter, making it 74-6.
You know, you never want to see a team get shut out, so it's good to see the Vikings get the end zone there.
Got Jacob Ball on the kick it for the Vikings. First opportunity tonight. Kick is up, and kick is good with 2:26 to go. We'll try to squeeze a sponsor or two in here. 74-7. Trojans on top.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Andrew Tisdale, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we focus what's important to you. We create a personalized strategy backed by our advice, our tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we partner together to help your strategy stay on track, no matter what happens. Contact me at any time at 828-287-9197. We'll sit down, talk, and we're going to make a strategy that's right for you. WCAB.
Welcome back, football fans. Friday Night Frenzy, WCAB, 590 AM, 100.9 FM. Trojans all over the Vikings here from North Wilkes at 74-7. Vikings kicking off here for the second time. Last time, Devin Riddles ran it back. He's going to have another shot out of here. Takes it at the 4. Back up again. Has the block. He's to the outside. It's not Riddles, though. It gets to the 45, 46-yard line. That's 15.
Zach Frazier there. There is the flag, though.
I said sure they wouldn't kick it to Riddles again. So Frazier gets a big return of 40 yards. Is coming back. They're going to second penalty against Chase tonight. That I can remember. One was an illegal procedure.
They had the one on the interception.
That's right. About the third one. So they've done a good job all the way around tonight. And Chase on their game tonight. Not sure if Northwell's having a bad game. I guess against Chase, you can say they are having a bad game. We're down to a minute and a half to go here in the third. I'm going to be home before they close the gate to Chesney, I believe. The first and 10, Trojans at the 11. This thing drives entirely into the field. There's a handoff. Again, some blocking. Gets to the corner, getting to the outside, steps out of bounds at about the 22. That was number 5 on the carry for Chase, Cade Davis. He's going to wind up with 100 yards with a couple more carries like that.
I just got a text. Going back to 1997. Sorry, I did have my mic down. Going back to 1997, the 74 points scored by the Trojans tonight is the most they've scored in a game, at least going back to 1997.
That's a good wow. There's another handoff outside. Blocking outside is good. Going to get down the sideline to about the 32-yard line. That's Davis again.
I think we'll have another penalty here on Chase.
That's 42 on the carry. Don't have a 42. I'm about the JV guy they brought in. Chase going to continue to put these young guys in there. Flag against the Trojans. Now we're going to wind up here. Third quarter going to come to a close. We've got 7 seconds left as they mark this penalty off. Not going to be able to get this playoff. So we're going to head to the fourth quarter. Trojans up 74-7 over the North Wales Vikings. We'll be back as we squeeze some more sponsors in here.
Bam! That's the sound of the Chase High Trojans pounding the lines. It's also the call letters of Brick and Mortar Marketing. Based in Rutherford County, BAM LLC is here to serve local retailers, even schools and churches, with on-site event support. With spin-to-win wheels, popcorn machine, our 8-foot inflatables Handy Randy and barbecue, and MC and Facebook Live video support, BAM LLC can help make your event memorable. And be sure to watch for Bam Bam, the little truck that could, at the Forest City Christmas Parade, Sunday, November 27th. Share your photo of Bam Bam on our Facebook page for prizes. Call 713-9061 today. Go Trojans from BAM LLC.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
WCAB. Back on WCAB, 100.9 FM, 590 AM. Heading to the fourth quarter. We do have a running clock here because the Trojans are up 74-7. Should be over with pretty soon. As we have the ball now, Trojans have it. There's a snap. Going to give left side, has a big hole, going to get to the outside, going to be close to a first down, stutter steps at the 20, stays on his feet and still going down the side. I picked up a, it was first and 15 on that carry. Looks like he got a good bit, going to bring up now second down and 7. And the Trojans is trying to get this game over with and move on to the second round. Getting ready now. Second down, 7 coming up. Clock running. We should be out of here in just a little while. There's a handoff left. So I have a big hole. Going to cut it back, though. Stays on his feet. 40 is spinning and running.
I believe that's Wingo.
Yeah, Dante Wingo. Another freshman out there. So not very often do you get freshmen into your game in a first round of the playoffs. So very, very good experience for these guys.
Quick update, Robinson has scored. They lead Wilkes Central 7-6.
That's a good game. It's going to be third down and 2 coming up for the Trojans. Quarterback is number 3, McSwain. There's a handoff. It's going to be a first down. Runs over one of his own blockers. Enough for a Chase first down. It's a 35. Vikings may not get the ball back here in this game. Got 10:20 to go, but the clock continues to run.
Really good job by these guys in there at offensive line. I can't get all the numbers, but they're doing a really good job of blocking and continuing to block and play hard.
44 checking out. Zion Edgerton. Quarterback in, Turner McSwain. Not going to see him doing nothing but hand the ball off pretty much. Got 15 in motion. There's a handoff. 15 trying to get to the corner. He's going to turn it, but he's closing quick by the defense flag on the play. You see a lot of this with younger players in there and not having the experience. Two flags coming out. Guessing a hold against the offense. Notice this Trojan on the middle of the field there at the 50. Is that hand painted or is that some kind of stencil they use, I wonder? Is it just built into the field? I don't know.
I believe that, at least last year, it was hand painted, I believe.
That's a good job. Not sure what it looked like if I tried to do that.
I promise you wouldn't look like a Trojan hat if I did it.
Might probably look like a mashed tick or something out there like that. Now it's going to be first and 25 for the Trojans. Can they pick up this first down or they have to punt it away? There's a handoff. That's Wingo with some big yardage. He's going to run over some guys and get to the 33-yard line. He picked up, I guess, about 12 yards. Needed 25, so he's still going to be short of the first. Let's bring up second and 12 now.
Wingo showing some impressive ball handling ability. He might be a guy we see next year on the varsity level.
Yeah, I'm impressed with the guys opening these holes still, whole new offensive line in there, and they're still paving the way.
Yeah, and I do believe that's still North Wilkes starters in there. So.
Second down and 12. Wingo again, the same right side. He's going to take a hit this time. Picks up about four. Tackle made by number seven, Avery Bradford. My friend, these Vikings have seen a car race before up there at North Wilkesboro. They probably heard one, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Third down and eight.
Couple 2A scores. Hendersonville leads West Lincoln 22-15. Mount Pleasant leading Walkertown 21-14.
That's some good games going on. Third down and eight. Williamson again. He's to the 40. Has a first down. Crosses the 46. Going to be down to about the 47. Keep stays in bounds to keep the clock running anyway. But that was a good pickup of 8 yards for the first down. And the Trojans move the chains. They keep this up again. I don't think we'll see the Vikings get the ball back, which probably be okay with them.
Maiden 34, Polk County 20. Kings Mountain 42-3 over St. Stephen.
Well, St. Stephen's got on the board. That's good.
They did. And Bunker Hill's all over East Davidson, 34-8.
The Bunker Hill Chili Beans. Here we go, first and 10. 42 with the carry. This time he's going to be hit in the backfield. He's pancaked by 56.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I think the word we're looking for here is a lot of, I don't even know what word I'm looking for.
That was Blaine Shell.
There was too many guys in the backfield, and there was no hole there for Wingo.
That's called a conundrum.
Yes, a conundrum. Me trying to figure out the word was a conundrum also.
Second and 12 now. One of the only lost plays of the game for the Trojans. I'm going to go with Turner McSwain, going to stay in at quarterback. Don't know if see Rudels will back in the game or not. Unless we get another series. Hand off right side, has some room. He crosses the 50, 21 with the carry this time. Caleb Shires. But he hadn't carried many times this year, has he?
He has not, but I tell you, he looked a little bit like Brennan Austin there. He was looking for somebody to hit. He didn't want somebody to hit him. He wanted to hit the defender.
So brings up third and four. We're down to 6 minutes to go. Chase taking her time. No need to pass the ball. They're just picking up yardage on the ground now. Time to run out the clock. Leading 74-7. That's Shires again. That's 30 on the carry. J.J. Newman, a sophomore running back. How many running backs does Chase have out there now at the moment?
Well, seven, eight. About what it feels like.
We're going to see them all. He was able to get that first down. Trojans still averaging about 6 yards a carry, down from their 30 yards a carry in the first half. It's going to be in the backfield now. Turner McSwain. I believe that's Shires in there. I can't see from the side, but we'll look at that. 40. Oh. First mishandled snap of the night, Miss Swain just falls on it, takes a loss on the play.
Yeah, he's just trying to be nice to these younger running backs and say, hey, I'm going to lose a few yards so you can try to get these back and add to your total.
That's J.J. Newman in there, tailback. Anumine. It's like that song you sing. So second and 13, another high snap. Anumine gets it, 30s. Going across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. Bumbled that ball a little bit, but able to corral it in before he got upfield. Picked up 5, bringing up 3rd down and 7.
That was a really good job by McSwain to even get that ball to a new NA.
Yeah, you can tell there's a new center in the game now, last couple of snaps. Can't see the number. We'll call his name out if we can see who it is. Maybe when he turns around after this play, we'll get it. I like numbers on the sleeves. So you can see them from the side.
Those are nice.
Here we go. This is 52, 53, I believe. That'll be 52. Kyler McGinnis. There's another snap. Manumine again. Going to have it left side. Going to push forward for a couple of yards, about to 35.
Shelby all over Forest Hills now. 24-7. Golden Line. And it looks like we're going to have a rematch in the second round. Shelby going back to Lawndale to take on the Burns Bulldogs.
That's going to be a good game.
Hey, an update, Salisbury 21, Brevard 16. 10 minutes to go in that one. Brevard is trying to shock the world and take down, I believe, Salisbury's the 6th seed, if I'm not mistaken. Regards to big-time effort here tonight.
Chase calls a timeout. We'll go hear another word from our sponsor as they do that.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
WCAB. Welcome back. Getting ready to wrap things up here in a little bit. We got 3:06 to go in the ball game.
There was 7-7 last time.
Trojans up 74-7. Led this game 74-0. Vikings able to get on the board last time out.
Hey, how about this? Former Chase head coach Court Radford, his Asheville Cougars trailed Mount Tabor 25-7. They have now taken a 26-25 lead. With 8:22 to go in that game.
Trojans looking at 4th down and 6. There's a handoff to Newman. He's going to hit in the backfield, trying to get some yardage, but nowhere to go as the Viking defense is there. We'll stop. First time tonight, and the Trojans turn it over on downs. First time tonight they've relinquished the ball. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Vikings. Just under 2.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Try to get some other score here before it's over and we wrap things up with it. A lot of good things to say about the Trojans tonight. Here's a 1st and 10 play. Going to throw a pass out in the flat. It's going to be caught at the 40. The defender falls down, trying to get outside. I believe it's Kimmel again. He gets to the sideline and ran out of bounds over there. That is Kimmel. Staying in the game, picking up some yardage. He's going to be tough for this second team to handle out there.
Hey, real quick, thank you again to our full sponsors tonight, Aaron Ellenberg, Andrew Tisdale, Edward Jones, BAM LLC, Kohl's Carpet, Foothills Hardware, Isothermal Community College, Maxwell B. Hamrick, Phillips Lawing, Robbins Auto Parts, Scrappies, Tri-City Tire, and Wayne Lunchbox.
Looks like East Wilkes up 37-7 now, last look. Hendersonville 15-7. There's a late pitch. But the Trojan defense is there to make a stop at the line of scrimmage. 24-0 Blythewood over Boiling Springs, South Carolina. And still got Statesville and Crest tied up at 7. You got anything different on
that? I just saw a score. Crest up 14-7. Okay. That scored a few minutes ago.
Good. So now 2nd and 10 coming up. Down to 1:20 to go in the ball game.
Burns led Moorhead 56-13, I believe.
There's a handoff over the left side. Gain of about four. Third and six coming up for the Vikings. North Wilkes came down here tonight hoping for a first-round victory. Going to go back home and think things over again. The Chase Trojans handed it to them early and often.
Yeah, they're going to prepare for basketball season.
Third down and seven coming up. Drop back to pass, looking deep down the middle of the field. It's going to be intercepted, but caught off the defender and down to the five-yard line. It came off the defender's hand right into Kimball's hand. He caught it on the run. Luckily, a touchdown-saving tackle down there inside the five.
You can't get much closer to an interception than that.
And the clock's running out, too. Are they going to get in the end zone again here? 27 seconds ago. That was a snap. Handoff right side. He's going to push his way forward in the end zone. Vikings score here with 22 seconds to go. Make it look a little bit more respectable.
Yeah, well, the Max Preps villain, I'm going to call him, because you caused some uproar. If this extra point is good, you will have predicted North will score, but they're going to go for two. So it doesn't look like you're even going to get that one right.
That's pretty close. They were off by 24, weren't they?
They were.
56-14. Max Preps had it up earlier today. There's a two-point conversion. The 10th pass is good. Just to mess up Max Preps, I guess. But that's going to be 74-15 our score now as the Vikings get the two-point conversion. 22 seconds to go. Not even sure if they're going to kick it off or not. I guess they'll have to.
And just remember, tomorrow from 10 to 12, Jim Bishop and Gilbert Carmona will be doing a live broadcast for NC Tractor on Railroad Avenue in Rutherfordton as his Customer Appreciation Day with Phil Sheehan. That's from 10 a.m. to noon. Free hot dogs, drinks, gifts to win. That's NC Tractor, Railroad Avenue, Rutherfordton. And also, Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. Be sure you get out and vote. Early vote ends tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m. Lou Gillum and Jim Bishop will offer the best election night coverage Tuesday night beginning at 7:15, live from the lobby of WCAB on 100.9 FM and 590 AM.
They're going to be having an election party going on in that lobby.
Yes, they are. Lots of pizza, I'm sure. Lots of pizza.
Here's the kickoff now. It's going to be made by Samuel Panetton. He's going to kick it deep. So what the Trojans going to do is it's going to hit the ground. It's going to be pick it up at the 15-yard line. Has a block. Look at that. Up the middle. Cuts it back. Number five with the ball. Gets to the outside. Looking for a block. That's going to just about run the clock out as it gets up to the 35 on the carry. That's Cade Davis at about a 35-yard return. And clock's going to run down. We're going to close it out here. Final score looks like 74-15. We'll hear from sponsors and come wrap it up here in just a minute.